Blog Talk Radio.
Well, y'all know what time it is. Look at here. It's the Hair Morning Radio Hair Show with Terry Hines. It's your boy, Smooth Black. I just want to say, thank God for this company, y'all. Y'all better be blessed. The Hair Radio Nation going to the next level, y'all. Get it, 2021. God bless.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Terry Hines.
Hair radio.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Terry Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show. It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your two feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women. And Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
You're listening to The Hair Radio Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, today we have a very, very special guest with us. Her name is Peggy Dotson. Now, she is the woman behind UBC TV Network. The Hair Radio Show would like to welcome Miss Peggy Dotson. Welcome, Peggy.
Hey, Carrie. How are you?
I'm doing great. Well, listen, first of all, it's great to have you here. Now, we need to tell everyone what the UBC TV Network is.
Okay. First of all, Carrie, I'm so excited about being here. I am your fan. I think you're awesome. It's just really great. Well, UBC TV is actually, it started out as a concept for a TV network, but it has evolved into a broadcast multimedia company with different divisions and things like that. So it's sort of like a hybrid between a cable network, broadcast network, and a technology company, online company like a Netflix. So it's sort of like my own creation. Because of where we are in the industry, you know, cable is there, but it's not there like it was before. People are unplugging, and so people want the opportunity to view things on different platforms. By the way, which I have, you know, was ahead of my time because I was pushing this years ago, and
many years. We're not going to say how many.
It's true. I know, we don't want to say how many, but, you know, and then people want, you know, to see original content. Content is still king and queen. So that's what basically we're all about is original content that is distributed over multiple platforms, including, you know, online, live streaming on demand, cable, live events, and different other little, arms of it, which I think we'll get into as we move forward. But that's what it's evolved into, not just a network,
terrific,
but more than that. Yeah.
Wow. Well, you know what? We are going to get into every facet of this, Peggy. We really are.
Okay.
But let's go back a little bit. Let's start at the beginning.
Now, share with our fans, I think, tell everybody where you are from and where you take care of business these days.
Okay. Well, the planet Venus. I am actually, sometimes I feel like an alien. I'm actually originally from Arkansas, the great
Arkansas.
State of Arkansas. Yeah, Bill Clinton and Maya Angelou. I'm from Stuttgart, actually, Stuttgart, Arkansas, which is really in between Little Rock and Pine Bluff. So I grew up down south, and the first half of my life and the second half of my life, there's a third and a fourth part of my life that I haven't lived yet, so it's not over yet. But the next phase of my life I grew up in is in New York City. So, I am from Stuttgart, Arkansas. My mother and father were entrepreneurs. God bless them. They're my mentors. They, my inspiration. They both are with God, and they passed away. They are with me every day. My father was a master plumber, and he was and that was revolutionary at that time because you don't have very many African Americans who are master plumbers in Stuttgart, in a town, Stuttgart, Arkansas, which was racially divided. And my father and mother had businesses that catered to white people. I mean, we, at that time, like you said, in the South, I was growing up, the Civil Rights era had started, and the Black Panthers and all that kind of stuff, but we still had a lot of racial division down there. And, and it was very, it affected me and helped mold me, and I started working with my daddy. I did a little bookkeeping stuff at age 10 in his plumbing company. And it just taught me discipline. And then at age 14, I was working with my mother. She, my mother had a restaurant. So we had a restaurant business kind of in our family, and I learned the restaurant business. I was on the grill cooking. I was waiting tables, and I answered the phone, to take orders, and I answered the phone for my daddy, Dawson's Plumbing Company, and when the clients called and all that kind of stuff. So at age 10 up to 14, I was, learning how to be an entrepreneur. And it's so important, I feel, that we have to teach our children at a young age about money and entrepreneurship, because it really has helped me to, it has helped mold and shape me and helped me to be independent, a self-starter, and helped me get through a lot of adversity that I would not regularly have probably gotten through the way that I have, and I landed on my feet, because it does teach you discipline.
Yes, absolutely. I'm quite amazed when I hear a story like yours in which both of your parents were entrepreneurs and you helping out because it does. What that does, in my belief, is that it channels that wonderful, it just teaches you without having to have been taught, so to speak.
Yeah.
It's almost like osmosis, It just goes right on in there, and it's there. It's there. And you don't even realize it's there. And then, as you start getting older, somehow it kind of harkens back to that great foundation and introduction and fortitude that you just happen to have picked up along the way. It's just I'm blown away by that something that you were able to get from your father and your mother. And look at the way that I look at it. Look at the legacy that you've been able to, to continue.
Also, my spiritual connection to God, and my mother and father were very into the church, it has extended through me. I'm a very spiritual person. It has pushed me to expand and learn a lot about different religions and cultures and things. But mom and daddy, my mother was like the mother of a church, and she was a gospel promoter. I met the Mighty Clouds of Joy, Reverend James Cleveland, at a young age because my mother, she put on gospel. She was a gospel promoter. And my mother was amazing. I'm telling you, my father was amazing. And they are both my, you know, so I learned a lot about that, and it helped me in my music, you know, because I have another part of me that's part of the music industry and singing and all that. And
you do have a beautiful voice for you guys out there. So maybe you'll give them a little treat, you know, in a little later on in the interview today.
We'll see about that.
I'm putting her on the spot, everybody.
I know.
Yeah, but I have to tell you, it is amazing. And so these are things that are just, you know, like I said, they're quite remarkable. And all these wonderful things help to shape the experiences that you have, that you have under your belt, and kind of pushed you towards this wonderful, extraordinary entrepreneur in your own right. And so we're going to get into that a little bit. So you grew up in Arkansas, and then your family kind of moved up north to New York somehow, and you kind of, how did that come into play? And then where did this wonderful inspiration for this wonderful network come from?
Well, you know, my family, I'm daring. I'm a risk taker. My mother did not want me to actually go to New York, but my father was an adventurer, and you know, they were still in Arkansas. I eventually moved to Texas, but
there's a big difference between New York. We're going to be fair about it. Big difference between you know, New York and Arkansas, especially probably in those days.
Yeah. Well, you know, at the time, you know, In Stuttgart, Arkansas, I did a whole bunch of stuff. I was like first runner-up Miss Teenage Black America for our region. Yeah, my mother put me in pageants, and I ended up singing a lot and you know, competitions and things like that. Like I said, at that time in high school, there was still segregation, and there was a group called the Ricelanders that I could not audition for because I was black. But so I couldn't get in there, but as far as vocally, I could out-sing all of them. I'm not bragging or anything, but like that. But my choir instructor, Jim Sparks, bless his heart, he took me aside and he taught me how to sing. I started out with Billie Holiday songs and things of that nature, and so I just ended up, long story short, doing a lot of stuff, and then ended up getting two or three vocal scholarships to University of Arkansas in Fayetteville. I got a music scholarship, a vocal scholarship, so I went there. I also got offered to go to West Point Academy at the same time. That same year, West Point became men and women together. It was just men, and they were letting women in because I was also very civically. I did a lot of stuff. I was student body vice president and girls state. So I got nominated for a lot of stuff. So I ended up taking a music thing because my family is very music oriented and all that. And went there, landed the head of musical shows and things like that. I was auditioned for a great a cappella group and got into that. So we ended up going, taking a trip to New York, the theater group I was involved in. I was actually playing Mary Magdalene in Jesus Christ Superstar, and then I was in The Wiz. So I played Dorothy. I was in Dorothy and The Wiz, so we at the same time we went to New York, I was Dorothy and The Wiz, and Diana Ross was filming Dorothy.
In the movie,
that's
right?
Yeah, she was filming it, and that's the same year I met her, and we have a family affiliation, the Ross family.
Wow.
And from Detroit, my family on my mother's side is from Detroit, the Rosses, and so they worked at Motown and blah blah blah, and you know, so I wanted to meet Diana Ross. She was my inspiration, and I ended up coming to New York and on this theater trip, and fell in love with New York, and did not know how I was going to meet Diana Ross, but I was here, and I found my way to Queens, to the studio there, with a friend of mine.
Is that the studio in Astoria, Queens?
I found my way to Astoria, Queens, to that studio, and I don't know how I did it, but I told everybody that I wanted to meet Diana Ross, and I did it, And I took the train there. Never been to Queens before in my life. Got on the train from Arkansas with one of my friends. And we went there to the studio, and she couldn't go in. I was the only one that could come in to meet Ms. Ross. And so I got a chance to meet Donna Ross. I met Sidney Lamont, who's the famous director.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of
and I met the Michael had just left because he was the Scarecrow. He had left the set. So I didn't meet Michael Jackson, but I met the Tin Man. I met the other guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Michael was the Scarecrow. I met the Tin Man. It was, it was really awesome, and it was very inspirational, and she was
so this is gracious. When they were actually filming The Wiz.
Filming the movie. Yeah. So
now,
because they called
cool.
her Diane, and I'm Diane, and both our middle names,
wow.
It's just that, for me, that was like a highlight of my life. I said, if I can go to New York City and meet Donna Ross, I need to move to
That's
New York.
That's it. Exactly. Well, you know what? You're absolutely right. Now, this is a full circle moment. It's just so amazing to me because one of our guests, who's actually on this week as well, is Hinton Battle, who played, who's I think he's won three Tonys, maybe more.
Yes.
Awards he played on Broadway in The Wiz.
He
with
did.
The role he originated, the Michael Jackson role was the role that he originated. So shout out to Hinton Battle.
Yeah, hey Hinton, I know Hinton. Hey Hinton, this Peggy called
yes.
me. Call me.
He is
yeah.
fantastic. So yeah.
He really is.
I'm just blown away that was during that movie. Now, what also was coming to be, it was just released that NBC Television is going to be doing a stage version of, you know, a live program that they're going to be actually, you know, bringing back The Wiz, if you will, for the TV show, a live broadcast. They've been doing these big stage productions recently.
Yeah.
The Wiz is going to get that treatment, and I am excited for anyone to take on that. Now, so your big inspiration, one of your big inspirations, so we know is she's inspired many, many folks, and I've certainly chatted with her daughter, Rhonda, but Barry and Diana Ross's daughter, Rhonda, in the past. But can you tell me, who were some of the others who inspired this great Peggy Dodson? And then we'll get into you.
Oh, my God. I have many people in different genres. Dr. King was an inspiration to me. And Reverend Jackson, who I was just with at Wall Street Summit.
And hold it.
People.
We don't want to gloss over these wonderful folks and the kind of connections that that you felt with these folks. Now, talk a little bit about that. Let's start with Dr. King. You know, we are actually kicking off this wonderful celebration to Dr. King this week on the Hair Radio show, the Hair Radio Morning Show. We want you to just kind of weigh in. What has Dr. King meant to you, Peggy Dodson?
Dr. King, what he has meant to me, what he means to me, is the chance to be all that you can be in a place that is equal and just. And I feel that was his life, you know, starting with African Americans. And he and the spirit to move forward in all adversities with what you believe in and your faith in God, you know, despite anything, despite anyone. He had his conversation with God, and God spoke to him. And he went ahead despite what anyone said, because what he did had to be done. No matter if he knew that eventually his life, he'd have to forfeit his life here on this earth. But to have that faith and to accomplish, it's almost like what Jesus did, despite what anybody said, he knew that he had to do and fulfill what God meant for him to do. And I feel that we all sometimes get off track, and it's human, and we all get off track on things. And but, you know, the one thing that has kept me going in all of this is my faith and me not giving up through all adversity, because this is not for the weak of heart. This industry, whatever we're in, as you know, it is that we have the deck stacked against us as a people. We don't own our images as much as we should. Stories are being told about us that we don't control. And to be able to step up, not maybe against, I won't say against, but to step out with the powers that be out there and say, hey, this is your story, but it's not my story. And to not be fearful in saying that, it takes a lot. It takes faith, because it's very scary. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, I just want to let the folks out there know, if you've just joined us, you're listening to The Hair Radio Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and my very special guest today is Miss Peggy Dotson. Now, she is behind the UBC TV network, and we're going to get into that very shortly. But I just wanted to ask you, Reverend Jesse Jackson, now there is a great picture of you and the Reverend Jesse Jackson circulating out there around the internet, and we have that great picture for you, along with a lot of information on you, Ms. Peggy Dotson. So if you guys out there are trying to reach Peggy, you go to hairradio.com, and you'll see all of Peggy's information right there on the screen, along with some great pictures. And I'm told, Peggy, that you have some special words of advice that you are sharing exclusively with the fans of The Hair Radio Show.
Yes, definitely.
So, yeah, so we want to get you guys following our great interview today. Absolutely, this will continue. So you want to go to hairradio.com and read all of that wonderful information on Ms. Peggy Dotson. Now, I'm ready to get into all about the wonderful UBC TV network. So you mentioned that this is a television network, as we just indicated, but what does the UBC stand for?
It stands for Urban Broadcasting Company, which is so weird. It also stands for Udang Broadcasting. I have a lot of, and, you know, I'm so connected to Uganda. It's weird. It's weird. I love my friends from Uganda, and I have a lot of people from Uganda that actually follow me online, and they love, you know, what I'm doing. I'm very connected to Africa, but especially Uganda. That's the name of the company, is Urban Broadcasting. I wanted something named. I didn't want to pigeonhole, and people may say Urban does, but it's, for me, it's Urban Multicultural. It's about culture, and I think that urban has been defined by others or misconstrued as something that it is not. Simply, urban is city, and rural is country. So it's urban means city, life.
Oh, okay, so urban is not just some euphemism for black. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
So urban is,
and that's how people categorize it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, it means different things. It can mean different things, but for me, it's about lifestyle. And when you look at it, our lifestyle is the lifestyle. I mean, lifestyle is how you live, where you live, and that's what UBC is all about. And it embraces culture. So that is not a black thing. It's not a white thing. It's all us together. I guess you could say that. UBC.
I like that. So the U can stand for us. Wonderful.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, Peggy,
definitely.
Tell us, absolutely. Tell us about some of the wonderful projects that you're kicking off at UBC.
Well, I have this has been a labor of love for me. You have to measure and time things correctly. As you know, in this industry, to do a network, it's very expensive, and it's not easy, because once you get out there, you said, oh, okay, I've got 24 hours to fill. Oh, okay, I need advertisers. Oh, it's, you know, a lot of my colleagues who are out there now, who are just jumped on the air recently, it's that they've gotten a lot of gray hair. you know, just by having the stress of doing
that.
Yes. You know, so my goal is to roll out, you know, to start the digital part, which I have started officially last year. We have a live stream channel where we are getting ready. We have live stream, we have on demand, and we're actually getting ready to do something very special. We're getting ready to put out a whole lineup as far as original productions that we are going to be streaming. As you know, streaming is really big right now in NBC, Netflix, everyone's jumping into that world, which for me, it's you know, and there's still a major cost because you can't just go out and just do it anyway. You still have to have that broadcast quality to that in order to bring on the advertisers or the sponsors that you want to bring on.
Exactly.
So you know, you have to, what we're doing is the original productions that we will be either live streaming or streaming will be edited, and then from there we back into cable. So we will have, some things will just be totally online, and then some things will be shot for cable TV, which we are rolling out this year, this spring, actually. I mean, the date is close, so I've got to, like, blah, 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 say the date. And, but we will actually be in about 40 million households. And, and we'll have channels. We'll have channel positions soon, so I know people want to know that. And I'll be making that announcement. We will be able to be on Time Warner, Comcast, and Dish Network, and DirecTV.
And you'll let us know. You'll come back and tell all the folks at the Hair Radio Show.
Yes,
okay,
most
so
definitely.
We can get an exclusive, guys. You've heard it right here. We're going to hold Peggy to that now.
Okay, I would definitely do that. It's going to be soon, sooner than later. It's going to be soon, but you know, that's, you know, what we're planning on doing, and I'm very, very excited about the lineup that we have. The lineup for the live streaming, of course, is different than the cable. Some of them will overlap. For instance, we have a show called the UBC Mix, which is, I guess you could say, it's almost an evolution of Soul Train. I love, and it's a show I created. A lot of the shows I created, by the way, and over years and years of research, and you know, years and years of research and marketing and all of that, and TV production, and what I've done with NCAA sports, and that's my background, is from live TV. So I love live television. I love dance. I dance a lot. I love house music. I love all types of music. But
Peggy, I have to say, I'm not to interrupt you at all. I just want you to absolutely let the folks know, and I want to tell everybody out there, they're listening to you and you're giving them this wonderful information. I just want to remind the folks, you're listening to Miss Peggy Dotson, who was our special guest today on the Hair Radio Show, and she's been telling us all about UBC TV Network. Now, I just want to tell all of our Hair Radio Show fans, if you want to find out more about Peggy Dotson, you want to go to her pages and find out how to reach her and find out more about UBC TV Network. We're posting everything at the hairradio.com website. So that's www.hairradio.com. And there you'll see, we're going to hopefully, Peggy will put up some more pictures and all of this wonderful, these wonderful things that Peggy's providing just exclusively for our Hair Radio Show fans today. So we are so excited, and we're going to give them all the information. Now, Peggy,
great.
I have to ask you. Yes, now, we got a little bit into it, but I really want to drive this point home, and I know that you can do it eloquently. Broadcast television seems to be going through a metamorphosis. It seems to be changing in a way. It doesn't look like it used to look. You know, there's a whole lot of, you know, flack about it not being more representative of the folks when we go outside our door. So so individuals are saying that, well, gee, you know what? We don't control broadcasting. And when I say we, I shouldn't speak for folks, but I think what the message is that they feel that the people of color and the people who are representative of the world, the broadcasting doesn't really speak to those folks by and large. However, the internet, the new technology, seems to be controlled, so to speak, at this time by the masses. So is there some, you know, big, you know, disconnect between broadcast and internet or technology and streaming and all of that? Is broadcasting changing?
Yeah, it's changing because it has to somewhat. The big disconnect, I mean, that's one of the reasons why YouTube is so big, because you have more control over what you want to see versus what someone else thinks you want to see. And the big problem with broadcast is that it's big.
You don't have any control.
It's
turning
your
channel.
Well, it's big, so you have large organizations that have different departments that don't even talk to each other. You know, so they don't, and you have people who have major pressure on them to create programs because you have accounting people saying, this is not making any money. You know, it's not really set up. You have big public companies who are dividend driven, and they're not content driven. They're, you know, sports. People understand sports. That's an easy one. Those, the multi-billion-dollar business, sometimes like Fox, that's what anchors, is one of their big anchors. And then you have American Idol. And then you have a formula. The problem with broadcast and cable, too, is the formula that's used in calculating what they think people want to see and what individuals go in front of the camera. You have a formula. Oh, you have a formula for a story that is beginning, middle, end, and that is very predictable, but that's what people want because they feel that's what makes money. And then you have a formula for people that you have, maybe if you may have three white people, you may have one black person, you may, it's gotten worse. I don't know. I don't like formulas. I don't even deal with a formula. We're out of the box. My goal is to be able to represent life the way that it is and not contrive it. Even with the reality shows, they're not reality. They're contrived. They're combative. And a lot of the producers do that because they feel they have to create, you know, anger and animosity in order for people to watch, and then advertisers sign on. And a part of that is true, but it's not all true. And we're not represented at all. And, you know, and the time when we are represented, it's so contrived and controlled and stereotypical. And, I mean, there are some shows that I'm not going to say right now. It's just people. I mean, it's just like, okay, this is a black show, even with major producers that we know that do film, that when they get to television, they get into the formula. And they put this and that. Let's put some salt and pepper and some pasta and then this and this. And that's the recipe. And that's if you don't do that recipe, you don't get on the air. Mm-hmm. So that's the problem. There is a big disconnect, and it has to do with culture. It has to do with disconnect with color. It has to do with people who are in positions who feel they think they know who we are and they don't, who don't know the story. But in essence, they know, all they know is that we have the buying power, $1.1 trillion, and they want our eyeballs. They need the eyeballs in order to bring on Coca-Cola and Pepsi and Mountain Dew and KFC and McDonald's. I mean, those companies know about our buying power.
Yeah, I love that. The word power, that's where all of this and what it all means. And I think you really, you have completely and eloquently stated what I believe is the disconnect. So going forward, we have the folks like yourself, UBC TV Network, Urban Lifestyle Programming, and you're based out of, you're based where? I just want to make sure we hit all of that.
I'm in New York. I'm in New York City.
New York City!
Yeah, right. And, you know, in Harlem, which is the urban capital of the world, you know, it's New York City, and we have a new base that we're building in Las Vegas, and I'll talk about that at some point. Yeah, we're going
terrific.
To be doing some really exciting things there with another division of the company. We're based here, but we're a global company. We're looking right now. We have some productions that we're working on, a major reality show with a major celebrity that we're I can't announce it yet. Yes, a
okay,
major
but you
celebrity
promised to come back
that we
here and
yes,
tell the
we have a major
radio show.
Yeah,
okay.
A major celebrity that we're doing a deal with that we are going to. We're doing a reality show with them. We're going to be following them around, not just here, but we're going overseas. And so that is, you know, that's kind of like what, and some of the programs, the teasers and stuff will be available online. And
wow.
The rest of it will be on cable. And that's what I like. I like going between, I like the model that I've created because it gives me the flexibility to do things
right.
online.
Right, you're not just doing one thing only.
Right, I'm not just stuck to cable, and I'm not just stuck, you know, on one, just online. It gives me the flexibility to go back and forth with a show, actually. You can take
mm-hmm.
part of the show, you can put it online and take another part of it, you can put it on cable. That way you go back and forth and you go, you hit different audiences by that way. And we are a producing network, which is very important. I wanted to say that, even though we are doing partnerships with other producers and production companies,
mm-hmm.
but I am a showrunner and I've created my own originals, and I have a great production manager, Academy Award nominated production manager. He's done everything.
Wow.
Worked with Billy Joel. He knows music, he knows sports, and he's just awesome. So it gives
wow.
us the ability to be a producing network so that we can actually produce our own originals. We can create the originals, we can produce them and distribute them. And we bring in our own advertising and sponsors and things like that. And I have an agency that I'm also dealing with. But it gives flexibility for creativity,
mm-hmm.
and that's what I wanted because I'm a creative person. I don't want to be in a box
yes.
where, oh, I'm just a cable network, so I just got to do this. And I love my cable
right.
people, but and then or I'm just a tech, or I'm just online, so I just can't do this. No, I love my technology people, so I want both. I want
wow.
both. So it gives us the opportunity to not only create wonderful kind of like reality shows, music events, things of that nature that we have some, so God, we have some exciting things planned. I tell you, we are getting ready
excited.
To step out.
You guys are
into
just
the spotlight.
Moving along. Now,
yes.
I do want to ask you, Peggy, being a successful person out there in business, what words could you say to someone who's trying to follow in the great footsteps that you have trailblazed in terms of broadcasting and setting up your own network and working just all over the country with folks? What words can you say that just might be that great little inspiration that someone needs about now?
There's a couple things. My inspirational words is never give up. My Jewish godfather, who's passed away, Burl Walk, always told me, he says, Peggy, never, ever, ever give up. That is my anthem. The other thing is learn as much as possible about the industry that you're in. Study it. Go to trade shows. Find mentors in the industry, which is what I've done. I studied this industry. I met people in the industry just like I did when I was in the music industry. You know, I went to Luther Vandross and I said, Luther, tell me about the industry. This is actually what I did when I moved to New York and I wanted to
wow.
to find out about the recording industry, which is a totally different industry just being a singer.
Right.
I mean, people think I'm a singer. I'm not digressing. I mean, I'm a singer. I want to be a great singer. No, if you want to be a professional singer, that means you are in the business of entertainment. So you need to know about that business. And I just went to every person I could talk to and had them tell me about the industry. And that's how you learn. And then you get mentors in that industry that are, great people who have high positions. One of my mentors, he's retired now from Fox, is Roland McFarlane, who is the only African-American executive at a high level at Fox in Los Angeles at Fox TV and Fox Studios. And he adopted me, I adopted him. And
wow.
I would always ask him questions and ask him, do you think this idea could work? He said, Peggy, go for it. It's going to work because it's needed. So I always have mentors, even to this day, that I go to and to listen to and talk about things. And I see mentors and just research and just never giving up on your dream, but also just being flexible because what you see now may be a little different than what it really ends up being. I've had to be flexible in my vision with UBC. Like I said, I wanted the network, and now it's really it's UBC TV network, but it's really just one component of it. We have media, and we have a couple other. We have film. We can talk about the film division. I have a couple other divisions, and we have sports. We have some other things that have branched off, and we're also going to be building studio facilities. So,
wow,
you know, it's
a lot.
It's turned into a lot.
On, Peggy.
Yes, I do, and we need to talk about the shopping. You know, don't let me forget about that.
Yes,
that's something.
Yes,
that,
yes.
That's
well,
something that
well,
I really want to discuss.
Yes, well, we definitely will. And folks, if you've just joined us, this is a very, very special interview today, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We've got a person who is just doing extraordinary things in the way of business and community. The Hair Radio Show is very, very proud to welcome Miss Peggy Dotson. Peggy, again, welcome to the Hair Radio Show.
Thank you.
Now, listen, we've been talking a lot about some of the wonderful business enterprises that you're involved with. And when we talk of UBC TV network and some of the wonderful programming that we can soon expect, we have to get into the shopping aspect that is about to kick off right
yeah.
here on this UBC TV network. So tell
yeah.
our fans out there, tell the show fans about this wonderful idea.
Yeah, well, you know, one of the things that sometimes I think I'm just totally crazy, but that's all right because my Jewish godfather said you got to be a little crazy to do this. But
yeah.
I'm
I like
you know,
that.
You know, the one thing that I see things that are needed, and I try to move to. Create a solution for that, and that's one of the reasons why UBC has been gestating over the past couple of years, really gestating mm-hmm. and getting ready to and slowly rolling out. And people say, "What are you rolling out?" Okay, just wait. I got something I'm working on here. But one of the mm-hmm. things that I wanted to do, and I've always wanted to do, was to create a shopping component to my network because I wanted to create something whereas I'm not like the other networks where I have to really depend on all the advertisers and sponsors. I want to be able to groom my shows, but I wanted to create an additional revenue streams, and that will keep the company going. And so I've actually created Urban Home Shopping Network. It is a part of – it's going to start out as a show, and then we're going to actually evolve to a separate thing. But it is for – it is an urban QVC. It's for small businesses, women-owned businesses, and people of color who want to gain entry into the home shopping network arena and cannot. I mean, as you know, Home Shopping Network and QVC they're starting to cater to smaller businesses because small business is the backbone of this country. And
exactly.
It is the backbone of this country, and people need to really understand
right.
that. And I want to do my part to help the economy. And in order to do that and to give opportunities to small businesses who actually want to get their products out on television or distributed globally.
Well,
so
let
I've
me
been,
just tell you, Peggy Dotson, this is such
yes.
an extraordinary business that you have launched. So I'm going to just take a quick moment to inform those folks out there, you guys listening right now, that you can go to hairradio.com, and we'll put all of Peggy's contact information there so that we know that you're going to be very much interested in being part of this wonderful, these upcoming projects and some of the things that she's working on now. So you'll just go to hairradio.com, our website. And we have a profile there with Peggy's information and all about how you can contact her to get involved. Peggy, I have to say to you, any final thoughts? You've been such a terrific guest with us on the Hair Radio Show today.
Wow. Well, you know, I'm my final thoughts is I appreciate you have taken the, you know, giving me the time to come on here and inviting me. And I know that we could talk for hours because there's just so much going on right now.
Yeah.
You know, my final thoughts is, you know, about UBC, go like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. We have, if you have any questions about new shows that we have, you know, you're free to contact us as an email address, or we are looking for, you know, new shows. I am looking for content. And, you know, if you want to join us or whatever, just, you know, like us. And we have all I can say is that we have some very exciting things happening and getting ready to happen. We are going to make a major impact in the marketplace.
Yes, you already are. Now, I have to say, Peggy, you go ahead. I'm sorry.
I just want to say that we have a I'm making my step into the film world. We have a major announcement that we'll make later on, but I have a division called UBC Films. And I have been able to acquire major distribution in, you know, through Cinemark, AMC, and Regal Theaters to distribute urban films. And so that's, that cannot take on anything else, but, you know, it's like it's something that has to be done because we need more. As you know, right now people are very upset about Selma and the lack of the lack of diversity, and you know that there has to be more diversity, and I think that's happening. Like I said, Reverend Jackson is making a lot of moves in technology, and to help do that. And but you know, there's only besides my company, there's only one, you know, co-black. There's only, you know, there's very few black-owned companies that distribute films. So we are throwing our hat into the ring, and so we will be doing that. And I have some. That's another division that we'll be talking about over the next few weeks in reference to UBC Films and our, you know, entry into that marketplace of film production also, film production and distribution and funding. Well, I actually have a separate funding arm that films urban films. We're looking for films 3 to 5 million, up to 20 million. We have funding for you know, anything less, we have to talk about as far as development projects. But we do have a funding arm for that. So just wanted to throw that out there.
Well, we are very excited. I mean, you have so many wonderful, wonderful projects going on, and we're just excited for you. And you know, so we want to let the folks know that this is going to continue. Go to the hairradio.com website. Peggy is also going to put some special words there for you guys and read all about her and see some of those extraordinary pictures. And we're going to have you back very soon right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Peggy again, Peggy Dotson of UBC TV Network. Peggy, thank you so much for being with us on today's Hair Radio Show.
Thank you, Carrie. I look forward to it again.
Thank you. Folks, keep it right here. There's more of the Hair Radio Show to come.
Well, y'all know what time it is. Look at here. It's the Hair Morning Radio Hair Show with Gary Hines. It's your boy, Smooth Black. I just want to say, thank God for this company, y'all. Y'all better be blessed. The Hair Radio Nation going to the next level, y'all. Get it, 2021. God bless.
The Hair Radio Morning Show is your voice in the morning because your hair.
Hi, I'm Carrie Hines, and I've been in the hair and beauty industry for 25 years. It's my pleasure and honor to introduce you to Carapi Shampoo and Carapi Conditioner, two unique all-natural hair products from Carrie Hines Hair Care, especially formulated to remedy any type of hair issue. And the biggest benefit of all is that Carapi Shampoo and Carapi Conditioner grows hair. Carrie Hines Hair Care is the very first African-American-based company to infuse hair care products with caffeine. Why caffeine? Well, many of you are aware that stimulating the scalp is truly what causes the hair follicles to awaken. We were most interested in developing a proprietary formula that works on all hair types. whether you have a relaxer or are a naturalista, and not wash away or strip the hair following a color treatment. We're thrilled at the amazing following of Carapy, and we thank you. Please register at Carapy.com and join our Carapy community at HairRadio.com. Again, I'm Kerry Hines. Thank you.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines, and we have a very special guest with us today. Her name is Dr. Praneet James, and Dr. James, welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Well, thank you, Kerry, for having me.
Well, it's my pleasure. Now, you are a trichologist. Why don't you start, tell our listeners out there, what exactly is a trichologist?
Well, Kerry, that's a great question. Trichologist is someone who has studied the science of hair. So I work very closely with clients that are suffering from various hair and scalp disorders, hair loss, or just in general trying to get the hair to a healthy state.
Okay, well, we're gonna really go in that, kind of talk about that a little bit more in just a few minutes. We have a lot of folks out there who are experiencing what appears to be like hair loss or experiencing mm-hmm. hair loss. We might as well just say it. And I think that we'll be able to kind of shed some light on some things and kind of be able to point them in the right direction. In terms of
Absolutely.
Seeking treatment or seeking help. Now, listen, in full disclosure, Dr. James, I have to say to all of the fans of the Hair Radio Show and those who've already purchased How to Get Rich in the Hair Business book, you are featured in this great book. So, by yours truly. So I want to thank you for that and just point it out to everybody. That in addition to this wonderful opportunity we have to talk to you today, that they can always pick up the How to Get Rich in the Hair Business book because you bring the hair talk and they can read it word for word in this book. So I just want to mention that, get that out of the way a bit. Now, Dr. James, you were just telling us in terms of what trichology is. Let's just go back a little bit. Tell the folks where you're from. And where you operate from?
I am originally from Norfolk, Virginia. I currently stay about 30 minutes away from Norfolk in the beautiful city of Virginia Beach, Virginia, where I also operate my salon, natural hair salon and clinic, which is known as Fruit of the Spirit Hair Care Studio and Clinic.
All right. Well, we're going to be checking back with you on that throughout the broadcast. I'm going to remind all the folks out there, keep reminding everybody about this wonderful place that you have so when they're in the area, they can check it out. Now, let us delve into this wonderful world of trichology. You see a lot of folks who have, in their opinion, experienced hair loss. But let's flip it. What do you think? What is the most common type of issue that you treat there in your shop in the way of hair loss?
That's a great question, Kerry. There are so many different variations of different conditions that I treat. For the most part, I find that a lot of women are coming into the clinic with traction alopecia. Traction alopecia is just one of the different variations of alopecia. There are so many. But what traction alopecia is wherein the client has, or the actual stylist who rendered the service has caused trauma to the hair follicle. And in some instances, it can be reversed if it's caught, you know, early enough or, they're seeing the early signs. However, if they wait too long, then the follicles can become dormant, whereas, you know, it's not reversible. So that is the that's the number one. And then, you know, I'm seeing androgenetic alopecia, whereas, you know, it's from the genetics. It's, in, you know, hereditary. And then I'm seeing a lot of seborrheic dermatitis, wherein that can also lead, you know, to hair loss or staining around the hairline if it's not treated. So again, there's so many different variations, but pretty much those are the number one types that I'm seeing.
Okay, well, in talking about it a bit, especially the traction alopecia, is that the one that's identified most with, like, the tight braids and the pulling from the scalp for the tight ponytail type things? Tell us a little bit, what are some of the, that in your experience, some of the common styles that seem to contribute to traction alopecia or could lead to it?
The type of styling that could lead to traction alopecia, of course, is the weaving, the tight braids, chemical damage, you know, overprocessing of chemical relaxers, which can also cause scarring alopecia, wherein, you know, in most instances, the hair will not grow back. But for the most part, it's the tight braids, glue, which is definitely a no-no. I wouldn't advise anyone to do the glue ends, even with the so-called protective methods or taking precautionary measures, you still can cause, you know, damage to the follicle itself.
Mm.
So those
now,
are
yes.
Pretty much the contributing factors.
Those are okay. Now, I've heard a lot of folks say that they feel like it that there's nothing they can do. You know, and I'm understanding that there are some treatments. You yourself just mentioned that if, in some cases, if it's caught early, it can possibly be reversed. What can someone do? What are the steps they should take in terms of first identifying this and then what possibly could they do to minimize this or to reverse this, if you will?
They need to see a trichologist right away when they're experiencing the early signs. Like, say, for instance, they're experiencing excessive hair breakage or they had a chemical service rendered and they, you know, a bald spot occurs, or they're undergoing a tremendous amount of stress, which is also which can also lead to alopecia areata, which I didn't tap or touch on.
Right.
Alopecia areata can be caused by traumatic or chronic stress. Traumatic, of course, is something that happens unexpected, death in the family, loss of job, et cetera. That can contribute to traumatic stress, which, of course, can cause alopecia areata, wherein they may experience one mosaic circular spot in the head. If it goes untreated, then, of course, it spreads, you know, over the head, and it can go into alopecia totalis, where they lose all of the hair and eyebrows, et cetera. And then if it goes untreated, then it can actually go into alopecia universalis, wherein they lose all body hair. Of course, that is an autoimmune type
right,
issue,
right.
Which, of course, can be targeted with health as well.
Now, the areata, isn't that the one that can possibly, you know, your hair can start to grow back after, you know, maybe the stress is, you know, alleviated in some way? Is that possible?
Absolutely. Yes. It normally takes about 3 to 6 months. You know, if the hair is going to grow back, that's the norm, anywhere between 3 to 6 months with treatments. But that is also a major. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm listening to you. Go right ahead.
No, I was just saying that is definitely another major issue that comes into the clinic, the alopecia areata.
Wow. Now, in your clinic, do you treat majority women or men, or is it about even? Do you find that these types of issues are about even?
I would say men are about 20 years ahead in the hair loss industry, whether, you know, they're receiving hair replacement treatments, et cetera. But a lot of women are coming out more so now than ever before. But to answer your question, Carrie, I treat approximately about 70% women and 30% men or males.
But tell us a
males
little
are
bit
very
about
secretive. Mm-hmm. Males are very secretive. You know, they're not like us women, wherein we, you know, we like to talk about it in a group, et cetera. They, you know, the males, they like to be very, this is a very private issue for them, and they don't really have a support group like the women, you know, do. But for the most part, like I said, I do treat both.
Okay, because I kind of can understand what you mean, because if I could just get away, throw a wig on, and nobody would know it's a wig. I'm out the door. I'm stepping on. And that's kind of how, you know. So in terms of treatment, yeah, and you know, being a guy, I guess, you know, that's very possible where we would look at it differently. But I do want to ask about that. You said that, you know, with the men were 20 years ahead. What exactly did you mean by that? I'm not sure if I was clear on that.
Well, with the males, you know, with the hair replacement, like hair club for men and women, you know, et cetera, they actually, you know, took part in the hair replacement units prior to the women. They do like the toupees and the, you know, the hair.
Right.
Of course, they've got a little bit more modern today, but they were actually the ones that started, you know, wearing the hair replacement units or pieces, which is something also that I offer to as a solution to take care of my patients or clients that are suffering from hair loss, to take care of their appearance while they're in the midst of treatment.
Okay. Do they still call it like the prosthesis items
cranial
and all
prosthesis.
Of that? Yeah.
Yes, cranial
okay.
prosthesis or prosthetics, yes.
Okay, wow. This is a vast subject. First of all, folks, if you've just joined us, you're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and today's guest is renowned trichologist, Dr. Pranik James. And I'm so excited to have her with us. And you've been a longtime supporter of the Hair Radio Show, as we pointed out earlier. And we're just very excited to have you with us. And you are the go-to person. You are the go-to trichologist. And just a wonderful stylist. Now, you're a natural hair stylist. So you do, so you run the whole gamut. Tell our listeners some of the other things that you do at your salon, some of the other services, I should say.
Sure. As I mentioned earlier, of course, I am the trichologist, but also I am the I'm an all natural focused stylist, meaning that we do not render chemicals within the salon, with the exception of color, but as for relaxers or permanent waving, et cetera, we do not render those type of services. However, whether the client is wanting to wear the hair kinky, coily, or smooth, frizz-free, flowing hair, we are able to achieve those options with chemical-free solutions. So we do provide alternatives to our clients to, of course, maintain the optimal health of the hair.
Okay, and speaking of optimal health of the hair, do you find that a lot of the clients nowadays are coming in with their whole attitude is about what can they do to keep their hair healthy or to get their hair healthy, and then what steps they need to do to keep their hair healthy? And maybe seeing you as that great first step, but what have you noticed at the salon?
Absolutely. A lot of the consumers are coming in, especially naturalists. They're coming in. They're wanting to know what products they can use on their hair, what supplements they can take to maintain healthy hair, et cetera. My approach is a multi-therapy approach. I work inside out. So healthy hair starts within and it works its way out. So a lot of times clients that are coming in have a lot of nutritional deficiencies, which, of course, reflect in the hair. So let's say, for instance, someone comes in, they have an issue in their, you know, of course, our body, we have 10 different body systems. So a lot of times the women that are coming in, their issues are with their glandular system. That's the system that houses our adrenal glands. That's the system that helps us to deal with stress, menopausal issues, thyroid issues. All of that stems from that particular body system. So, again, back to health, a lot of times it's just a matter of being placed on a customized regimen in order to, you know, achieve the optimum health of the hair. Then, of course, the products, using the correct products in the hair. A lot of times they're using this product, they're using that, and they're actually product junkies. At my salon, I require, before any services are rendered, I do require a consultation to be rendered. It's not a 10-minute or a 5-minute consultation. It's actually 45 minutes to an hour where I meet one-on-one with the potential consumer that comes in. I meet with them one-on-one. We address the goals that they desire for their hair. And this is just more so a basic consultation targeting healthy hair and natural hair. So we discuss their goals that they desire for their hair. Then I conduct a basic hair and scalp analysis to determine how those goals will be achieved. Then I identify their curl type, which is very important in determining what products will work best on their hair to enhance their curl pattern. So, again, they're not becoming a product junkie or, of course, we can better suit their needs. Then we address the various styling options only based upon the condition of their hair, the looks they're opting for, and I also go in at-home maintenance regimen to follow. So a lot of times, you know, whether the client wants to be salon dependent or they want to take care of their hair at home, my right. number one goal is to make sure that they understand how to maintain the health of the hair. So if I have someone come, you know, a naturalista that comes in where they just want to know what type of products to use in their hair, I don't just sell them the products. I make sure that we do a tutorial. They know step one, step two, step three. I write them out a customized prescription on how to use the products. A lot of times, you know, you have to mix parts, et cetera, and the regimen is specifically designed for the individual. There is no one particular treatment or product that's going to work 100% across the board for each client. So that's why I recommend the consultation. So therefore, everybody's on the same page and we're moving in, you know, in the right direction.
What you say about the products, I mean, that just seems to be key. When we look at television, we are, you know, constantly seeing so many different new items on the market to treat hair loss. What's your take on it? And why do we see so much and nothing seems to really be effective in terms of what we see on TV?
Of course, you know, every time you turn around, like you said, you're seeing this product come out, this product, et cetera. Again, back to knowing exactly what the issues are, will pretty much determine what is needed for that particular individual. Like I said, there's no one-size-fit-all.
No, there isn't.
I highly recommend, you know, them coming in if they're not in my area, if they're having hair loss issues, et cetera, they need to seek a trichologist. So therefore they know exactly what the issue is versus treating the symptom, they can get to the source of what's going on. Because if they don't target this, what's going on, the actual problem itself at hand, then they're going to spin their wheels. If this product doesn't work, let me try this. Somebody said this is working and nothing is working. So they're wasting their money and their time versus just, you know, going to seek professional consultation, and again, determining what's going to work best for them as an individual.
I see. Wow. Well, folks, again, if you've just joined us, you're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and I want to take a moment to just thank Dr. Praneet James for being with us today. Dr. James, again, welcome to Hair Radio, and thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Carrie. I'm really enjoying myself talking about what I love.
Well,
I can
actually so
go on
thrilled.
And on and on. I don't think you have enough time
well,
for me
okay.
today.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
We've got three full hours here at the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Oh, wow.
And if you need more, we'll look into that.
Okay.
Speaking of which, actually, you bring up a very good point, because even following this interview today, folks can still read a whole lot more of what you have to say about hair care in my book, How to Get Rich in the Hair Business. So I'm very excited because you were kind enough to make a contribution to us and in the way of some wonderful hair ideas and some, you know, hair loss prevention ideas and so forth. And we really, really appreciate that. In fact, you mentioned something, and maybe you can help us to get to understand this, those of us who are novices. And we're not stylists, but what exactly in terms of not identifying the curl pattern, but the classification, the 4C, the this, the that, what does that mean? You know what
okay.
I mean in terms of, the different classes. Is there a way that you can explain that so we at least have some kind of idea and we can take it from there?
Oh, absolutely. For the most part, the curl classifications or curl types, again, are determined, or the products that you use in your hair are determined by your curl type or your curl classification, and also how much heat is used on the hair, et cetera. You'll find that your looser curl pattern or wavy patterns will fall below the three, or the earlier three, two, and one curl types. You'll find that your tighter curl types will be in the four category. You have your 4A, which is more so prone to frizz. That's more of a coily, curly type curl pattern. And then, of course, you have your 4B, and then, of course, your 4C, which will be more your zigzag, which is the tightest on the charting. So, again, knowing your curl type will definitely take a lot of guesswork out of what products work best on your hair, what shampoos and conditioners, styling aids, all of that. And speaking of shampoos and conditioners, let me kind of tap on that as well.
Sure.
I find that I travel all over the country and do the different natural hair shows, and a lot of times I'm finding that the naturalistas, they're quick to pick up the styling product but forget all about the foundation, all right? The foundation definitely has to be addressed properly prior to coming in with styling aids. Of course, that has a lot to deal with your porosity and your elasticity, and just to kind of tap on that, that means a lot as well when you're determining what products work in your hair, what you need to use for your hair, et cetera. The porosity is the ability for the hair to hold absorb moisture or product. And then, of course, the elasticity is the ability for the hair to stretch and return to its natural state without popping or shedding. So it's good to actually have those two tests rendered as well before you actually determine what products will work best in your hair. And that should be something addressed in a consultation when you go visit your local stylist, or you're considering going natural, or you're completely natural. Now back to the foundational products. Your foundational products should always consist of a clarifying shampoo. I hear a lot about co-washing, and I'll get to that in a moment.
Right, yes.
You should always have a clarifying shampoo, and I think the fear with a lot of the consumers that are natural, they don't want to properly cleanse their hair or completely submerge their hair in shampoo because they are afraid of the hair drying out or becoming really
right.
tangly, et cetera. But if you have the proper balanced regimen, meaning that your hair, once you finish styling your hair or applying your styling products, your hair should be at a pH balance of 4.5 to 5.5. The scale runs from 1 to 14, and each product that you apply to your hair has a certain pH level. If you don't know it, know what the pH of each product you're using in your hair and how to determine that, you're going to be spinning your wheels. So back to your shampoo, you should always come in with a clarifying shampoo first. Clarifying shampoos will come in and remove any and everything that has deposited onto the hair shaft, oils, dirt, debris, minerals, some sweat. That deposit on the shaft make the hair very dry and brittle. Medications, if they, you know, go swimming, it takes everything out. And then your second shampoo should be determined upon your finished look. So if they're wanting to wear their hair curly or coily, they should be using a moisturizing shampoo that's geared towards texture. If they're wanting to smooth their hair, do a steam press or a silk press, then they need to be using a smoothing shampoo that's also a moisturizing shampoo designed for smoothing the hair, because those type of shampoos contain chionic polymers. Chionic polymers is a smoothing complex that prepares the hair for heat. It actually smooths the cuticle layer, so it makes the hair, it makes it more easier for the stylist or the consumer to actually go in with heat and smooth the hair. If they're using a shampoo that's geared towards curly, they're going to find that their silk press is not going to last as long. It's going to be a little bit more challenging to go in and smooth the hair. And then, of course, it doesn't have the heat protectants or the humidity blockers built in. And then they should be rotating their conditioning regimen. The hair is just like the body, so if they constantly use the same conditioners, eventually the hair will not respond. And this is just general. And once you build that foundation coming in with the proper shampoo and conditioning regimen, now, of course, your shampoos and conditioners should be sulfate-free. A lot of times, that's general. However, if they're experiencing any type of hair or scalp disorders, dry scalp, seborrheic dermatitis, eczema, psoriasis. They shouldn't be using any shampoos that contain SLS, which is sodium lauryl sulfate. And you'll find that a lot of the shampoos that state they're sulfate-free, they'll still have the SLS built in, which is very mild, a milder form of sulfate. And what sulfate is just like you use a dish detergent in your hair. Sulfate
That's
actually
right.
goes in and it strips the hair, makes the hair very dry. But as for the conditioners, again, rotating the conditioners, they should be using a protein and moisturizing treatment. However, too much protein can snap the hair, too little can as well, so they do want to make sure that both contents are properly balanced. And any other specifics that they may need, if they're suffering from hair loss, then, of course, there are treatment shampoos that are on the market that will cater to the hair loss. If their hair is very dry or porous, et cetera. Go ahead, Carrie. Sorry.
And no, I just wanted to jump in. No, I love this. I wanted to just say it seems to me that a lot of this would there's no way that just a person on the street would kind of know these things. So how do they find a trichologist? I mean, does every hairstylist know all of this? Or do you work with their stylist? What's the role of the trichologist in terms of how do you connect with the person? How does the person connect with you? How do they find you? And then what would you suggest that they do to even connect with a trichologist to begin with? Because it seems to me that they need to work with, that they have to, it's an education process as well, it sounds like to me.
Oh, absolutely. It's tons of education is ongoing. You know, the industry is constantly changing, just like just what hair in general, it constantly changed. But my advice for someone that is looking to become a trichologist, I would recommend them.
Oh, no, I'm looking to connect with one. I mean, I'm
okay,
right,
I'm sorry. I misunderstood your question. Okay.
Okay,
internet searching, like in my area, if they type in trichologist, I pop up. I'm the only trichologist within, the Hampton Roads area. The closest near me is in the DMV, which is in your northern Virginia area. Trichologists are very rare. I am creating a program where I'm working with stylists or cosmetologists, providing them with a referral fee. For referring to clients that are suffering from hair loss, and then I can write out a prescription on, what they need to do if they, when they return back to their stylist on, what products their stylist need to use, et cetera, or they may come, they may come once a month to me and still continue their service with their stylist, et cetera.
So it's like a team approach.
Absolutely. It has to be a team approach. Once they come and have treatments done, they don't want to return to what they were previously doing because they're just, defeating the purpose. But like I said, for the most part, is a, an inner issue working inside out. So for the most part, if they're placed on the proper regimen health-wise as for, nutritional supplements, then, of course, that will help, the outer. So that's pretty much what, the steps we take. And then, of course, we treat topically and we come in with electrotherapy treatments. All of that is inclusive in, coming to a trichologist. Hopefully I'm answering your question and not going around this mulberry bush.
No, I think you're doing a great job.
okay.
And I'm listening to every word you say. My other question, I was just thinking as you were explaining that, what about the cost? Now, this seems to me that this is beyond, I call it para hair. This is beyond the typical styling services type thing in general. Of course, it can be part of it, as you explained earlier. But is this something that quite possibly insurance might cover? Is that even possible in some cases? Or is this – because it sounds so medical and so – it just sounds very like a different level beyond – styling services that you generally find with a hairstylist or barber?
Now, that is a great question. Still to date, the insurance companies do not cover the trichology treatments. However, they do cover hair replacement. However, it has to be pre-approved by their insurance company, and it will fall in the category of cranial prosthetics as for them, you know, us providing them with a solution, you know, to take care of their appearance. But still to date, they don't cover trichology, you know, the trichology aspect of it, which is sad. But we're working towards that at this point, and in the near future, it should, you know, come into effect.
And one of the biggest questions that I should have asked you kind of at the top, and you kind of explained a whole lot since then, which has been fantastic, but clearly the difference between a dermatologist and a trichologist.
Well, again, that's another great question, Carrie. You have so many great questions. The difference, and that's a very important question, the difference between a trichologist and a dermatologist. A dermatologist is someone who more so specializes in derma or skin. However, they have been trained to, you know, work with hair slightly. But when a consumer goes to a dermatologist and they say, okay, I have this issue with my scalp, et cetera, the dermatologist is only going to treat the symptoms, meaning they're going to maybe suggest cortisone injections or some type of topical solution, et cetera, which, of course, only pacifies the problem. On the other hand, or causes some other side effect. On the other hand, when a consumer comes to a trichologist, we take a multi-therapy approach to overall hair health, meaning that we're going to, you know, get to the source of what's going on to provide more of a permanent solution versus something that's, you know, only going to be semi-permanent or temporary.
Okay,
actually.
Got it.
They go to a dermatologist and, you know, they provide them with a topical solution, a lot of times it throws the pH of the hair and the scalp off, dries the hair out severely. So they may take care of one issue, you know, temporarily, but it causes another issue, you know, severe hair breakage, again, throwing the balance of the hair off. The hair is very porous. So I'm not saying that the dermatology solutions do not work, but if someone comes to me that has been to a dermatologist, I don't talk against the dermatologist or just pretty much, you know, tell them to put, you know, put the product.
You don't say don't go back to that one.
Right.
Okay.
What we do is we can take what they have and add to it to make sure that the hair is balanced, because the ultimate goal is when that hair is growing in, we don't want it to reverse. We don't want it to snap back off. So if the hair is growing into an unhealthy environment, if it's very dry, you know, growing into a dry environment, especially with the tighter curl patterns in the four categories we mentioned earlier, you'll find that the hair started snapping back off, so they started going, you know, backwards, and they'll end up with the same issues.
Well, I have to say, folks, Dr. James, you are just chock full of information. We're going to have you back often because our listeners. Yes, well, we'd love to have you because our listeners have a lot of questions. Hair loss is a huge topic. It's a big discussion, and today was a great introduction to it. But we need to have you back to break it all the way down.
Absolutely.
So that
I'd love
way,
to do
yes.
that.
Well, we'd love to have you. Now, before we go, let me just have the folks out there know how to reach you again. Dr. James, how would they find you? Where would they find you? How would they find you and all of that? Please share that with our listeners.
Great. Thank you, Carrie. They can find me, or they can actually go to my website, which is Fruit of the Spirit Salons with an S .com. They can actually schedule an appointment online. If they have any questions, they can send those questions over. I'm also on Facebook under Premeek, P-R-E-N as in Nancy, I-K, James. Instagram, Fruit of the Spirit Salons. And also Twitter. So all the social media sites they can reach me on. Or they can call me, area code 757-452-0170. And as I mentioned, the name of the salon is Fruit of the Spirit Hair Care Studio and Clinic, and we're located in the beautiful city of Virginia Beach, Virginia. So I look forward to hearing from the listeners soon.
Absolutely. And folks out there, when you do contact Dr. James, please let her know that you heard about her right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. That's important. So Dr. James, okay, thank you. Any last thoughts that you want to share, things that you want to drive home, a point you want to drive home with everyone before we say goodbye today?
Sure. I wanted to add one of my websites as for the health of the hair. I do have another website and a company that I'm affiliated with. It's called www.healthyhair.idlife.com, wherein the listeners can go on my website and take a free HIPAA-compliant health assessment where it will identify all of their nutritional needs. Because, of course, our body, we're individuals, and, of course, our body needs individualized nutrition. So visit my website, fill out the HIPAA-compliant health assessment. It'll print them out. A comprehensive report is free of charge, so they can kind of get an idea of what their body needs nutritional-wise. And to end this interview, I would like to tell the listening audience or let them know that healthy hair begins with a healthy start.
Well, I believe that ID Life, I've seen them in action. Outstanding. Thank you for mentioning that. Dr. Pradeep James, thank you. Yes, well, thank you for being with us. And just want to shout out to all the folks that you're connected with and your mother, and just everybody. Please, from the Hair Radio Show, pass along our well wishes and all of that. You have a great day.
I will do. Thank you so much, Carrie, for having me.
All right. Well, folks, listen, there's a lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to come. Stay with us. The Hair Radio Morning Show is proud to honor the incredible achievements of Ms. Cicely Tyson. And from today forward, all of our in-studio live guests will wait here to go on the air in our newly minted Cicely Tyson Hair Radio Morning Show Green Room. Stay tuned.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Just like the eyes are the window to the soul, the scalp is the window to beautiful and luxurious hair. The way to obtain it is with Stimulating Roots. Stimulating Roots will exfoliate and detoxify your scalp, promoting healthy hair growth. Stimulating Roots has a system to detoxify and grow your hair. Their shampoo combines menthol, camphor, and pink grapefruit essential oil to improve blood circulation in the scalp. Their conditioner, that stimulates, moisturizes, and hydrates the hair. The regeneration oil, that contains essential oils that work together to promote hair growth while calming an itchy, dry, and irritated scalp. Open the window to beautiful and luxurious hair. Awaken the senses to your scalp with Stimulating Roots. This is available at StimulatingRoots.com. That's StimulatingRoots, R-U-T-Z.com.
This is Queen Treat, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. It is Wednesday morning. It's May 12th, P1. It's my pleasure to have you guys with us as we kind of, we're literally coming to you live from Brooklyn, New York. And I just want to say a big welcome to all of our listeners. You guys help us every single day to do what we do and bring you the very latest in hair and beauty talk around the world, literally. So today we have a really big show. We're kind of midway point as we kind of move forward. I want to make sure that you guys are aware, coming up at about 8:30 Eastern time, so that's 7:30 Central time zone, we have a live studio guest. Now, he is going to be on the air all the way from California. Of course, we're talking about a virtual studio, which you guys just heard has been renamed in honor of Cicely Tyson. But the person will be visiting us to answer questions and talk about his legendary career is none other than Smooth Black. Smooth Black, a.k.a. Troy Ballard. So he'll be with you guys. And I'm real excited. We've got some things to talk about this morning. I want to talk about the process that he undertakes when he's doing cuts and colorings and all this other amazing stuff. And we've got some surprise things to talk to him about as well. So make sure that you stay with us. It'll be 8:30 Eastern time. So coming up in a little less than an hour from right now. So please stay with us. We've got a lot to get to. Also, I've got some announcements. Now, first of all, I just want to say this. If you've just joined us, you might have missed that we led off this morning with one of our all-time favorite artists, Mr. Michael Jackson, and Remember the Time. One of my favorite parts of the show is that we get to create our own, what do you call, versus type idea. You guys have seen that amazing popular online platform where they have the two legendary artists or groups going up against each other playing their hits. Well, we're doing our Hair Radio Morning Show version of this, and we're real excited about it. So we've got Michael Jackson, a couple of his big hits, going up against who else but Mariah Carey and some of her biggest hits. So it's kind of really nice. We're going to get one underway. And I have a personal connection with the Mariah Carey song that we're about to play called Fantasy. I'll share that with you on the other end of the song. So lots of things to get to. We got to talk about Black Hair Month, which is the month of May. We'll continue to talk about that in just a little bit on the other side of the song, and so much more. So please, please, please keep it right here. And don't forget Smooth Black at 8:30. So please stay with us. We've got a lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to get to. Coming up, Mariah Carey.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your two feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in Black women. And Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first Black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this Black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
Welcome to the fantasy.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, today I have with us a very special guest. Now, she comes from the world of hair extensions. She's a hair entrepreneur, and it is my honor to bring to the show for the very first time, Linda C. Good morning, Linda.
Hi, good morning, Carrie. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it is my pleasure, absolutely. Listen, we're going to jump right on in, Linda C. When we say hairpreneur, we are really talking about the entrepreneurs who are in the hair and beauty industry. And as part of this brand new limited hair radio series called The Ground Up, it's quite remarkable because this is one of the first that I've ever heard of, a regular broadcast all about hair and entrepreneurship. So, again, welcome to the broadcast, Linda C. from New Jersey.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, so jumping on in. Now, let's talk about your business first. Tell everybody about your hair extension business.
Well, my hair extension business, I could literally say started in the basement of my home. I think a lot of people can relate because, you know, with the overhead and everything. So I started home only because it was more personal to me. And to be honest with you, it was a friend who introduced me into the hair extension business. I actually been wearing hair extensions all my life. From the age of 13.
I want to make sure I heard that correctly, Linda C. Did you say that you've been wearing hair extensions from the... I thought Brandy set a record, but no, move on over, Miss Brandy, from, when she was in the Moesha stage, just for you young folks out there.
Yes, I remember Brandy.
Yeah, so you've been wearing hair extensions since the age of 13?
Yes, I grew up in East Orange, so I used to go
East
to
Orange,
the hair,
New Jersey, that is.
East Orange,
yes.
New Jersey, oh, no. Yes, right by Brick Church.
Okay.
And I don't know who's familiar with that, but it's a very popular area.
Well, I'm familiar. I graduated from Scott High School.
Right?
I'm raising my hand. If you heard of Whitney Houston and Dionne Warwick,
yes,
and all that,
oh, well,
that's East Orange.
Exactly. I think Naughty by Nature was on Halsted, and I was on South Clinton. So that's where I grew up. So I used to walk to the hair extension place with one of my girlfriends, and she used to do hair. And it was just kind of like something that she used to try the hair extensions on me because she wanted to be, you know, a cosmetologist. So I was kind of like her guinea pig. So she would braid my hair. Sometimes she would do sew-ins, and back then, remember, the big thing was gluing your hair.
Yes.
So we were very big on gluing hair, and my mom always used to say, your hair's going to fall out. I said, well, at least if my hair fall out, I have my extensions. Nobody will know that's not my hair. So she used to hot comb it, press it down, and, you know, glue the extensions on there. And this is how I started, you know, loving the hair. And every time there was something new that came out, I have to have it. And whether I would beg my mom to say, okay, mom, you know, she said, well, you need to save your birthday money in order to buy those extensions. And back then, the extensions were like $10, $20.
Right.
And this is before I would put in quotations, human hair was a big thing. It was more so synthetic. And if it was human hair, you know it wasn't, you know, human hair because, you know, of the texture. But to us, right, that was human hair. And so I used to just wear it all the time, and I felt so beautiful. And back then, I didn't get a perm, to be honest with you, till I was probably 15. So by me hiding under that weave, and I felt like a different person, and I absolutely love it. It brought a whole other side of me, and it was the confidence. And you know, growing up with being 13, 14, it's a lot of pressure. So having that, your mom didn't let you perm your hair, everybody in your class perm your hair. So I kind of felt like I was now, you know, accepted, you know. And
wow.
But, I mean, as a young girl, you don't realize how beautiful you are just because – you know, whether you have hair extensions or not. So, I mean, I grew to love it. I feel naked without it at times. And I kind of, you know, at times I would say, you know what, one day I'm going to have my own business where I could show women how to properly take care of their hair and how, yes, you don't always have to have your natural hair. You can do a protective hairstyle with hair extensions, and it doesn't have to break your pockets. Or because I know I used to spend a fortune on my hair. And I used to live when I get that birthday money or, you know, in our Caribbean household, we didn't get allowance. We got money. When we got money, it was just for special occasions. And my special occasion was to save that money to buy my hair extension. And wow. That's what I look forward to. So, I mean, you know, I like, even for my prom, I have pictures. I was actually looking at them the other day. I had a little short bob. And my mom said, was that your hair? I said, no, that were hair extensions. And I said, do you remember so-and-so sewed that to my hair? She says, oh, my gosh, you've been wearing it for so long. But you know what? It's part of my life. And I love it. I embrace it, you know, every day. And I want to put it out there for other women to see, you know, that you can build a business. And I had this dream since I was a young child, you know, and wow. I didn't know that I wanted to specifically, you know, do that, but it was something to say that I wish I had a store like this when I would go. And you know, a lot of times they were Korean owners, so you would right. go in and I would say, you know what, I would do this differently. So I wanted, so that became my vision, and I would have a little sticky pads and notebooks that I would say, okay, so this is what I want to do, because if I can invest my time and my money into this hair extension business, and you know what, I could leave a legacy. So this is why I started. You know, and it's with fear and laziness too, Carrie, because I am my biggest enemy. You know,
why?
Even when I was going to talk to you, I said, well, maybe he'll forget. and
no
and
such luck. We are. We
forget
are.
The conversation.
No, not
so,
at all.
And
well, Linda,
so
it's
just the fear. Yeah.
Yes. Well, we're going to have you not even think about that today. I'm loving your story. I'm loving this whole thing about the hair extensions, and not just knowing that you have started a new business that promotes, you know, hair extensions and being positive and really setting that out there in the world and as a great example. But I'm just blown away that you started so early on. And the passion kind of was there, and the seed was planted. This is was going to be your life. So, Linda,
yeah.
I want to turn to this. Now, we know this that you are definitely passionate about the hair extension business. That is clear. So, again, I told folks that you're from New Jersey, but maybe you could tell folks a little. Oh, you said East Orange, so that's where you kind
yes.
of started. But is that where you're based these days?
No, I'm out of West Orange. I moved to West Orange, I would say about, well, my parents lived here before I did, but I think when my daughter was going to seventh grade, we moved over here to West Orange.
And
but,
I've been a little bit closer to New York.
Yeah.
A lot of folks are over there. It's not far from Montclair and all of that.
No, not at all. We walked
the
there. Not at all.
Awesome. So now I want to know, so we kind of know a little bit about the inspiration. We know about the passion, I should say, but I'm not quite sure about the inspiration. Did mm-hmm. you have someone who particularly inspired you?
So I used to look at pictures of Naomi Campbell all the time because back then, growing up, she was like the it model. And I knew a lot of it was her hair. And also, believe it or not, I don't know if you remember Kenya Moore on Miss USA, and I saw her, and I said, you know what, she's beautiful, she's gorgeous, and I had all these other women that, you know, were in the industry, and I said, I know, it's not that I'm saying it's not their hair or whatever, especially Naomi Campbell. I said, she's gorgeous, look at that beautiful hair. So I had a lot of inspiration, and plus, I have my girlfriend who I've known for so many years, and she's also in the hair industry, but she's more so on the styling of the hair and promoting, you know, skincare. And then she said, you know what, you love this so much, and you always come here to you know, to do your hair, and you want it a certain way every time. You know, why don't you think about, you know, doing something with it? I said, you know what, the market is so saturated, and I don't think I can survive or even put my foot through that door. And she said, well, you know, if you're not inspired to do it because you've been so passionate, just go out and just take a chance. The worst that can happen is you don't make it the first time, but the second time around, you'll definitely push it because now you're learning what you did wrong and then you can move forward. So, I mean, with,
very
you know,
wise,
with,
very wise advice because
yes,
that is exactly correct.
It is, and, you know, I have so many, and then plus, you know, you look at the posters and you're saying that, you know, you want to look like these women. Look at their hair. They're so beautiful. And it may not at times be a positive influence because a lot of times when we look at someone's hair, we also look at their features, and we think that when we do our hair, we're going to look like that. Like we're,
well, you know what, though, Linda,
that's
also the idea when marketing folks at these big hair companies and these beauty companies, when you look in the magazine, they find, like, the most beautiful person that they can find to model their products, of course, which is good business sense for you entrepreneurs, for you hairpreneurs. Of course, you want to make sure that your product is being presented the best it can be. And a part of that process, a big part of that process, is finding the models who are going to wear those hair extensions and wear them well. And so, yes, to your point, you know, for all of us, we do kind of envision ourselves. We're not just looking at the beautiful hair, you know, and your beautiful extensions, but we're imagining, oh, I guess I'm going to look just like that picture when when we get these hair extensions in. But that's the whole idea, right?
Yes, and also it's to also inspire other women. It's, and then you look at these women who go through cancer and they go through chemo and they lose all their hair and they say that. And I've watched one of my friends go through, and she's passed away since she had lupus.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And she was going through the treatment and she had to shave her hair and she was a nurse. And she said, Linda, I didn't think how important my hair was until I had to take a razor and shave my own hair off. And she said, I felt like I lost everything. And I said, you know, hair is not everything, but it is a staple. You know, it represents our beauty, especially in the black and brown community. You know,
that's right.
And when we're put out there, we don't look like that, you know. And so to us, we imagine ourselves to look very different. And then we think that this hair is just the glamour. It's us. It's what makes us. It's us that makes the hair, you know.
That's right.
And and so when she cut her hair off, someone, one of the nurses in the hospital, made her this beautiful wig to wear. So every time she got her chemo, she put her makeup on, she put a wig on, and they would look, she gave her a mirror. She said, look at you. You are the same person that walked out this door and come to work every day with that beautiful hair. So I just felt like that stayed with me because, you know, I loved her so much, and she, you know, eventually stopped fighting because she said she couldn't do it anymore. But I just felt that moment when I had to sit there and watch her shave her hair off and the emotion that it took for her to do that, because it's like everyone said, so what? It's just hair. It'll grow back. But it's part of you, you know.
Well, it's
whether
a part of our identity.
Exactly. That is the word that I was looking for.
Wow.
And so, so I mean, it's just so many. I've been inspired by so many people, and you know, and it's like I grew up in the 80s and 90s, and so for us it was so much of getting our, you know, that big hairstyle, and then the 90s came with the braids, and then shortly we started incorporating the sew-ins and all that. So I went through that generation.
And
you
Jersey
know.
Was known as the big
oh,
hair
my
capital
goodness.
Of the country.
Yes. Hello. Yes.
Wow.
So, you know, I had it. I mean, I have the pictures and stuff, and I look at myself. I said, what was I thinking? You know? But at that time, you know, that was it. And
that
so, you know, I just want to pay that forward, you know, and to have that type of business where I'm not just selling hair extension. I want you to feel like this is your beauty, you know, whether you choose to be, and I'm not knocking anyone that has natural hair because I have natural hair, you know, and I say to myself, when I take my extensions off, yes, I feel a weight lift. It has been lifted off my shoulders.
Literally.
And then I get my hair blown out. I'm like, I miss my hair. So I go next week to the hair salon. Like, can you just throw it back in? And she said to me, I know you were going to come back. You weren't going to keep it out that long. So it's just that it becomes part of us, you know.
Well, I'm loving this. Folks, if you've just joined us,
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, this is a very special episode, I have to say, and a very special interviewee. It's my honor to really have her on the broadcast. This is the very first time ever. Her name is Linda C., and we call you a hairpreneur, Linda. You have a wonderful hair extensions business that you have launched out of New Jersey, and this is really for everyone. And I love how you're connecting, literally connecting the hair with what it takes to get started and your advice today and all that wonderful good stuff when you are getting your business going literally from the ground up. So, yeah. Linda, welcome again to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Linda, see everybody. Good morning, Linda.
Thank you so much for having me.
It is great
so
to
excited.
Have you with us. Yes. Well, listen, speaking of which, I want to talk a little bit about taking the first steps as a hairpreneur.
Mm-hmm.
You know, really, what, you know, and what I loved a moment ago, you talked about being kind of pushed on your friends, you know, just go ahead and do it. What's the worst case that could possibly happen? And I love that because that is so important. But what's one of the first steps? And I'll tell you as well, I believe one of the first steps, of course, you need my book, How to Get Rich in the Hair Business.
Yes.
That's the first step. That's number one. And we're celebrating our 10th anniversary of the book. We'll talk a little bit about that. But also, mm-hmm. One of the big things that you want to do, and I always tell folks to do this as well, take about, I say about four, between 4 and 10 websites of the type of business that you kind of envision yourself, you know, to be, or that you see yourself eventually being or becoming, if you will. And that is, you know, you're not copying. We don't want to say copying because you're not copying. We're using this as we were talking a little bit about motivation and inspiration and all that good stuff. Let this kind of, you know, inspire you and kind of put you on the path to kind of knowing how you want the, you know, your business to kind of be, you know, put out there for the general public. So does that make sense, Linda, in terms of...
Yes, like, it does, know, absolutely.
Yeah, and that's important. Social media, the internet. So these are some things that should play a part in, you know, in how to move forward. What are some of the other first things? What's one of the biggest things that that you have done or you're looking forward to tackling as part of your hair extensions business?
Well, definitely getting my website up because that has been something that is in the back burner. But literally, because I find my most difficult task that I find is that finding, you know, getting true and live women for pictures, meaning that I just don't want to just take any picture of a model. I really want you to have that experience that that girl next door that you can connect with, not just, you know, this girl that you've seen on every single magazine or every single hair website, or if you go looking for, you know, those, what is it, I forgot the name of the website where you go and grab the pictures. I want natural, like real women. And not to say they're not real women, but the girl next door that you would sell your hair extension to. So at times it is difficult. That's one of my challenges, that trying to build a website that is genuine, you know.
Well,
that,
you know
that,
what? One of the biggest things, just to jump right on in on there, because this is one of the big items that I have always talked with folks who are just kind of, you know, starting their business. And that is that when it comes to, like, a type of business that you have in which you're doing a hair extensions business, it's my suggestion is this, and this is also for the folks who have just opened up salons and barbershops even, but and to you, it sounds like you're interested in organic, organic pictures.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And that's the thing. And with that in mind, what I would suggest is to create and organize a photo shoot.
So you want to begin to coordinate, and in Linda's case, she is already represented by the amazing Hair Radio. So we have to just, in full disclosure, we'll put that on out there. So she doesn't have to worry about all this. Will be kind of pulled together. But for you guys out there, what you know, in terms of advice, and this is also in my book, How to Get Rich in the Hair Business, and that's kind of pulling together an organic photo shoot. That means getting everybody from the photographer to the hairstylist, other stylists. If you're not a hairstylist or getting a hairstylist, it's also having your makeup artist, if you're not one in the same or two in the same or what have you, you know, making sure that you have the best photographer in town. And someone who is not a photographer who's just used to taking pictures of still life, if you will, but someone who is understanding of being a hair photographer, who knows how to arrange the lighting and all of that. And those are the pictures that you want to kind of start with, to have organic pictures for your walls, for your website, for your digital media, for your social media, all of that wonderful good stuff. So I think that that's something to bear in mind. And I agree. I think you don't want to just find cookie cutter images of folks that that you had and your products had nothing to do with. You know, that wouldn't translate necessarily the way you want it to be channeled. And we want to see your hair, your actual extensions out there on those beautiful pictures. Yes, because that'll be uniquely you, Linda.
Yes,
I think that'll do the trick. Well, listen, I am just thrilled to have you with us, Linda. See, now I've got
I am very excited.
Is this not fun?
It is very fun. This is my first time ever speaking on the radio.
Really?
And also, yes. And Carrie, you're fabulous. You're such a ball of energy, and I love the positivity. And
thank you.
You know, and I feel I'm very blessed.
Well, I think you were the one who said I was the Oprah of radio.
Yes, you are. I had many hesitations to call you because I said, this man does not know me from a can of paint, and he's going to say, who is this woman contacting me?
No,
and
I'm
it was
just...
fear. Remember, I called you last pandemic a
well,
year from.
Well, you know what?
Yes.
Let me say this, Linda C.
Yes.
We are just thrilled. Not only... Yes. Have you come on board? But one of the biggest things that I want to say that I think you're helping so many folks out there who are listening to this very broadcast, to this interview right now. And so just remember that. Not only have you been inspired, but you're actually inspiring others. So that's something to keep in mind. Now, I've got to say, one of the things that I'm also happy to tell folks about is that you're coming to the Road to Healthy Hair Workshop, which is our live hair event. So that is going to be just awesome. That's coming up in August. That's Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So let me just tell everybody as a great reminder, it's August 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. And these days, I've got to tell everybody the year. We've kind of skipped a year or two out here. It's happening, this year, 2021. So let me repeat that. 2021. Okay, it's the Road to Healthy Hair Workshop. It's a part of our Hair Nation Expo live events. So our website, which has all the details, includes all the information, we're going to tell you everything you need to know. By simply going to www.hairnationexpo.biz, that's B-I-Z, so not .com, it's .biz. So go to www.hairnationexpo.biz, and it'll be complete details for the Road to Healthy Hair Workshop Tour. That's coming up, again, August. It's a Saturday, August 21st, 2021, Sunday, August 22nd, 2021, and Monday, August 23rd, 2021. The hours are from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and that's out at the Showboat Hotel in Atlantic City, New Jersey. It's one of the very first ever hair and beauty shows ever in the that's actually on the boardwalk in the history of Atlantic City. Now, for us, we're real excited, and I'll tell you why. We have not just folks who are doing presentations on the inside, but we also have outside, exterior presentations that are happening at that event. So, and for those of you who wish to still take part but not leave home, well, join us virtually. So we've got you covered, indoor, outdoor, or virtually. And tickets are already on sale. Early bird tickets are available at Eventbrite.com. You can go to Eventbrite.com. So needed to get all that in, Linda.
Yes.
This morning we had to tell everybody all that wonderful
and
good
I
stuff.
Will be there.
Yes.
I'm
so excited.
Well,
me too, because that's the whole thing. And again, if you guys are just kind of tuning on in, you're speaking with Linda C. Now, she is running her own brand new hair extensions business, and she's talking to us out of West Orange, New Jersey, which is not all that far. It's in the northern part of New Jersey, which is not all that far from New York City. And I'm just happy. We're saying that she's going to be an actual vendor at the Road to Healthy Hair Workshop.
Mm-hmm.
So how does it feel to be taking your business live to the people, so to speak?
It's unreal. It's unbelievable because, Carrie, I know I've had this conversation with you and with other people that how do you get off the ground? It's one in a lifetime opportunity that you cannot miss. Because who's going to invite you? Because in this day and age of 2021 with all this craziness, this pandemic happening, I was looking online on Google to try to find pop-up shows, and nothing was there. And if
That's
you
right.
saw someone that had a pop-up show, it was already too late because they're debuting the pop-up show, and you're watching it either on Facebook or Instagram. So it's done. So I'm really excited that this is happening, and it's a lifetime opportunity. And I think everyone who has a business of health of hair care should it's the road to healthy hair, should definitely take advantage of it, because you never know who's going to be there, and it's
That's
great
right.
exposure for your business. And I'm super excited. Deep down inside, I'm mortified.
No, you're going to be just fine. You are going to be just fine.
So, I'm just busting at the seams because I am. It's like every day I wake up, it's exciting. Even when I drive to my job and I sit in a parking lot, which I did often, and say, do I really need to go in there? Because I love helping people, and I'm in the finance industry, but it's not my passion. It warms my heart when I see I'm able to assist them into whatever they need. But
well, the good news is it sounds like that, and this is an important part for hairpreneurs to know. And this is that because a lot of folks, I'm very fortunate, I'm able to work and be part of this amazing hair and beauty industry and have been self-employed for many years. And for folks who are looking to make that transition, but first, you've got to make sure that you have everything set in place and working every day at a responsible position, which is going to may not be the end-all for you. And and for many folks, that's not usually the end all, but it is a great resource and something also that will help you with the resources to make your dreams come true.
Of course, you have to
work at it
every day. Yeah.
Yes, and I'm grateful as well. I came out of the financial industry briefly for a period of time before I relaunched Hair Radio, and I'm just so grateful because. As I was saying the last time we chatted, this is the system that I still use to this day. So, and you can learn so much from, before you take a leap for yourself. So, it's nothing wrong with that. Be very proud and be grateful that you have that, especially, like you just said, during this crazy pandemic time.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Right?
Definitely.
Well, folks, again, if you've just tuned in, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, we're speaking with Linda C. Now, we're going to call her a hairpreneur out of the state of New Jersey. She has an amazing new hair extensions business, and we are so excited to have her as part of this amazing new series. It's a limited series that is kind of like a show within the show on the Hair Radio Morning Show, in which we are looking at all the different things that it takes to get a business off the ground. That's kind of like if you look at it it can sometimes be overwhelming, right, Linda? But there's times and steps. But the one thing I love about your story, Linda C, you have a great support system. So we're going to shout them out this morning. You have a great support system that really enables and kind of helps you with what's going on and holding down the fort with all that you're doing. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Okay. So, I mean, I'm a mother of three, and
what?
I have a husband.
Okay. Oh,
my oldest is 18. She's going off to college. I call her the mother of the family because when I'm not here, believe it or not, she runs the household.
Wow.
And forget about dad. She runs the household. I can close my eyes, and I could give her exactly what she needs to do. And I know I put a lot on her, but I say to her, I'm prepping you for something that I was not given growing up as a child.
Well, we're
going to
give her an official Hair Radio shout-out this morning.
Yes. And even before I came on with you today, she said, Mom, you want to review on some talking points? And, just so you know, Mr. Hines kind of, I said, no, baby, I don't want to get overwhelmed. I think what I have in my head right now is okay. Just a great support system, and my husband is like my cheerleader. He wasn't always my cheerleader because he was upset that, oh, my gosh, you're spending how much on this hair? And he didn't realize. I said, listen, this is what I need to get my hair done. And, yes, it costs money.
Exactly.
And
he's your biggest cheerleader these days.
He is. And sometimes I sit there and I complain about work, or I'll say, oh, my gosh, we have to do something. I need to find a way to get out this job, or this is not my calling. He said, well, your calling is in front of you, so why aren't you doing something about it?
It's like you have tiny little Carrie Hines Hair Radio people with you all the time there in New Jersey. I'm loving it. I'm absolutely loving it.
Yes, so they've been my support system, my extended family, my cousin, and she's also, and my girlfriend, the one that, is always pushing me and telling me, hey, I started my own skincare line. Like, it wasn't easy. But, you can do this. You have a passion. I truly, truly have a passion. And it's not just selling hair extension. It's having something of your own and spreading it out to other people. And, I say to my husband, I would say, this is what I want. I don't only want a boutique or whatever. I want, when you come in, it's like you're coming to see a doctor, okay? Mm-hmm. And you tell me what your dilemma is, and I will do my best to try to solve it. And so that's how I look at it, because I go to these different places, and they're gorgeous, they're beautiful, but the love is not there, And it's to me, it's like, it's very generic. You go in, this is what I want because I researched it. Okay, here you go. Have a nice day. So I want to not only provide a product to someone, but I want to extend that customer service level where, I generally do care selling you this product, and not only because I want to gain your, you as a customer, but I want you to be happy, So that's why it's passionate to me, because, I have all this help, but sometimes it's hard to kind of be your own cheerleader. Because it's hard working on that dream, because you get so frustrated. It's like I could see it at the door, but I don't know if you remember this commercial or this movie that when you sit up at the bed and you have a nightmare and the door is right there for you to reach it, but the door is right there, but by the time you run, it's so far away. I don't know if that makes sense to you, Carrie, what I'm saying.
Well, you know what flashed through my mind as you were just saying that Now, for you guys out there, what really hit my head was The Exorcist. With
yes.
the spinning head. I'm sorry, folks,
yes,
out there. That is just
yes,
awful.
Yes, it, you sit up and it's like, and sometimes it can be. And so,
just remind me to share with you guys my actual story. I've met her literally live and in person. I'll share that with you a little later at some point. But, you know, Linda C., I have to say, this is amazing to have you on the show and to be doing this wonderful entrepreneurial series.
I'm honored to be here.
Really? Well, this is where we start to talk about some of the things that folks have tuned in to hear, and that's how to get rich in the hair business, some of the items that that I wanted to bring everybody's attention to. And it's really the last, you know, as I said, we're closing in on 10 years of my book, which is out there. Again, let me just make sure it's clear. It's called How to Get Rich in the Hair Business. It's Learn the Secrets to Make Money in the Hair Business. And this is really out there on Amazon. It's out there through us. You can get autographed copies if you like. One of the things that I really have talked about is, you know, besides social media and all that other wonderful good stuff, and how to effectively get rich and generate income. But one of my favorite things, well, hold on, I'm on page 50. I'm going to kind of go through here. I'm actually looking in the book. Now, this is something, and I'll tell you why, Linda C., it's because a little while ago we talked about how to get started, and we, you know, it's really important that folks understand the difference between advertising, marketing, and publicity. And I really wanted to make that clear. Now, of course, I go into great detail in the How to Get Rich in the Hair Business book. But just for you guys listening out there today, advertising and public relations, I should say, like publicity. So what's the difference mainly between advertising and publicity? And that difference is very important. Advertising is when you are putting your message out to the masses, but the masses recognize that it's advertising. We know when we hear a radio commercial that's talking about hair extensions, we know that that is a commercial and that is an advertisement. Publicity, on the other hand, is when you are looking through a magazine and you might see a story that's written about entrepreneurship and starting a hair extensions business. That is publicity. Publicity is free. Advertising costs money to the to the merchant to put their message out. So, you know, there are all kinds of different things. As far as marketing goes, marketing really encompasses all of that, to be honest. It's a part advertising, it's part publicity and sales. All those things fall under the umbrella of marketing. So just a little quick snippet. A whole lot more is in How to Get Rich in the Hair Business, available on Amazon or with us directly here. So does that make any sense, Linda?
Oh, definitely. It makes perfect sense. And it's something that, you know, because you're going in with virtually with your eyes wide shut, and so it's like you don't know what to expect. It's like you're learning, but when you have that, you know, someone literally is holding your hand, which that's what you're doing for me and your book. It's a different experience, because I always say that you don't have to go through certain things to understand or to kind of know. And if it's well explained to you and you apply yourself and you have good guidance, you can definitely make it. And I always saw the vision, but I didn't know where to start. And it was so much, because everybody said online, Instagram. And I said, you know what? I may be on Instagram, but I don't interact with Instagram. And it was a fear of the masses, I would say, of how people will welcome you, you know?
Well, I just want to say that social media, and the important takeaway from that is, IG, whether it's Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, you know, whichever way, whatever way that you're out there,
all of the social media, they're great. They are absolutely great.
Mm-hmm.
They are free.
Mm-hmm.
And again, free, I'm doing air quotes because, you know, basically they want something from you, but that's another story. But they do allow us the opportunity to, you know, get a portion of our message out there. And again, I say a portion of our message, whether it be through pictures or videos and things like that, they do allow us to do that. However, the only place to get your entire message across to folks through the Internet is with your website. So that is critical.
Yeah.
Social media is important, but it's just one component. It's just one portion of what you need to know and do. Do not think that, because I've come across a lot of merchants and folks out there in the hair business and others who think that, oh, I'll just put my message on Facebook. Oh, that's all we need. It's free. Well, let me tell you, not a great idea. Not a great idea. It's a great start. And again, it's not the end all. It's a great start and a great supplement and complement to what you're trying to do. But it can never stand entirely alone. And that's an important part, and I talk about it again in the How to Get Rich in the Hair Business book, and I'm so happy about that. Again, it's out there. So thanks so much. Linda C., with your own hair extensions business with us.
Thank you.
And this very first part of this amazing new series, From the Ground Up, which I'm so happy to have you with us as a hair entrepreneur. We're calling a hairpreneur.
Yes, hairpreneur.
Hairpreneur. Linda, before we close out this particular episode, is there anything that you would like to leave us with today?
Yes.
Any thoughts, anything before we close out?
I just wanted to thank everyone for tuning in with Carrie and myself, Linda C., and
thank you.
This is my first show with him, and I'm very excited.
Awesome.
I'm very excited to be, hopefully I'll be a regular guest with, on Hairpreneur, giving some of some of ideas and some of my ups and downs and trying to help, you know, the men and women out there that wants to go into this hair industry and they don't know where to start, or I can share my woes and, you know, with you guys and also my ups. So
exactly.
With Carrie's guidance, we could definitely push this through. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, again, it's been my pleasure. We have been talking and chatting with the amazing, we're calling you the amazing Linda C., and your wonderful, wonderful hair extensions business, and this is just the beginning. And tune in on a regular basis right here to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show for the very next episode of Hairpreneur.
Hairpreneur.
And we are just, yes, we're loving it. All right. Okay, folks, keep it right here. We've got a whole lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go. Stay with us, everybody. The Hair Radio Morning Show is proud to honor the incredible achievements of Ms. Cicely Tyson. And from today forward, all of our in-studio live guests will wait here to go on the air in our newly minted Cicely Tyson Hair Radio Morning Show Green Room. Stay tuned. It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. you're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
All right, we're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. It is Wednesday morning. It's May 12th of 2021. And I am so honored, as always, to have you guys with us, but particularly on Wednesday mornings. And I'm talking about Wednesday mornings at 8:30 Eastern Time, 7:30 Central, because it's our special time with this amazing, legendary hair industry personality. Now, you guys know him, and especially out in the West Coast, it's Smooth Black, a.k.a. Troy Ballard. Good morning, and welcome back to the show. It's Wednesday morning.
Good morning, Gary. Thank you for having me back. Yes, it is Wednesday morning.
Yes.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning. Now, you are out 3,000 miles away. We're here in Brooklyn, New York. You're in our amazing brand new, I should call it brand new, minted studio, virtual studio.
Right.
It's called the Cicely Tyson Hair Radio Studio. So you're one of the first guests to make an appearance there, Smooth Black. So we're happy to have you.
Awesome. Excuse me.
Yes. All right.
Sorry.
Okay. Well, we're going to jump on. That's okay. We're going to jump on in. We're live this morning. We're going to jump in. It's the summertime. Like I said, it's May 12th. And first of all, last week we had Hairstylist Day, which was April 30th. And I think that was probably the last time we talked or so. But do you keep these kinds of holidays in mind, like in the hair business, our own hair business holiday? Did you get a chance to celebrate or pay attention, or it's just good to know that it's there?
Well, Gary, if we're honest, you know, I didn't know it was there. And I'm learning now.
Oh.
And I guess, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, happy Stylist Day to all those stylists. You know, that was a great day for us. We
exactly.
do deserve it.
Thank you. Yes, exactly. And guess what? We are celebrating all month of May. The entire month is Black Hair Month. So we are really excited about that. We're going to talk about all that wonderful good stuff. But as we try to do here on the show, particularly on Wednesday mornings at 8:30 Eastern Time, when we have Smooth Black, a.k.a., of course, Mr. One and Only Troy Ballard, we want to have you kind of lead us on in. We know that you're a legend in the hair business. That's not a secret. Your styles and cuts, I mean, they are very, very well known, and it's well documented. But I want to kind of have you lead on in, because folks who know you know that you're a very spiritual person, and you bring all of us into this, which we need right now, just the news. We were kind of talking a little bit off mic before we got on, and there's so much going on in the news, and it's so bleak. So we could use some inspirational words this morning, I think, and we'll lead on into a lot more hair talk. I want to talk about some really good stuff for the summer. So any inspirational words you want to share, Smooth Black?
When I wake up in the morning, Gary, sometimes I always got to remember to thank God for allowing me to wake up this morning. You know, it's a brand new day, a brand new season. And, you know, my mindset is on positive things. How can I, be a blessing to somebody today? You know, and one thing about in our industry, as me, I say a cosmetological entrepreneur, Smooth Black Ink, in effect, motivates me to see people do better. And we as stylists, we touch people every day.
And you know, how many jobs where you interact, not only just have a conversation and or have to be 6 feet away, but we are hands-on, you know, from the shampoo bowl to the chair to the finishing to the, you know, the whole styling. We actually are really touching people. So not only touching them physically, you know, I try to create an atmosphere in where I work at, you know, that you'll know the presence of God is there. You know, we put God first. You know, I put on my window and all my salons, I had, you know, we do our best, God does the rest. And along there, on my last salon, I had just the scripture, John 3:16. So when you walked in, you're walking into, you know, a place where you can relax, you know, one. For most women, I believe they want to get away. And, you know, you try to create an atmosphere where they can come and feel relaxed, because I want you so relaxed when I put the bill in front of you, you just smile and pay me for a great service.
We just love having you on the show. I mean, you really, you know, you're a very talented person that I've known many years. Yeah, you're very talented. I love speaking with you. You inspire me as well. So I just want everybody to know that, and I appreciate you supporting the Hair Radio Morning Show, being a part of this family. You are an integral part of what we're doing here. So we're happy to have you on every Wednesday morning at 8:30 Eastern to share whatever you want to share with the world. They're listening
awesome.
To you. So this is a good
Amen.
Way to start. Now I want to, so I want to talk about summer hair. And you know, even for my own knowledge, because I remember back in the day, everybody, when I kind of started the radio show back in like the mid-90s, I remember, I think Halle Berry was kind of ascending, you know, to this huge meteoric rise with her famous cut and her, I guess, like a Bob,
and
the Halle Berry look.
Well, one, Halle Berry rocked that style. It was just, it was made for her. It really, one of the best looks that I've ever seen on her as far as wearing short hair. That was a great cut. I know the artist who done it, and, you know, great kudos, because education, you know, knowledge is power. And just when you mention Halle Berry, the person who designed that style for her was teaching that haircut, and, you know, $400 to go to the class, and you have 40 people in your class. Do the math. That's not bad for a day's work.
Yeah,
but, you know,
that's pretty good.
You know, I've been for Hollywood movies, artists that have been doing hair in the industry, you know, they get top dollar for their work, you know. I remember the bob that Rene Russo wore in a Thomas Crown Affair. I heard the stylist for that haircut alone was $700, but they seen that being marketed on television and was like, "Ooh, I want that cut," you know. So if you got something that's
I love Rene Russo. Let me just, because you guys might be a little bit on the younger side, Rene Russo starred in all those movies, especially with Mel Gibson, and I think she played his girlfriend in like the movies that he did with the Glover fella. I think, if I'm not mistaken, when they were the cops and all of that.
Yeah.
Rene Russo,
absolutely.
She's been out there. I love it. Awesome.
Yeah.
Wow. So the Bob, because one of the things we had talked about, and even still, what has it been? I'm afraid to count the years, but Halle Berry hair still makes the news. Literally, this bob of hers is still in the news. I just literally saw an article a few days ago because I don't know what she had, if she had a wig or whatever she had. She had something long on her head, and it made news all over the internet. That she, and then when she went back to her short, you know, signature bob, it was news again. Now, this has been decades. I said, what the heck? So is the bob, is it that classic? And, you know, and there are different types of bobs with it. I just learned about. So, yeah, fill us in on all that.
Well, you know, even when, you know, with the short hair, you know, it's still, to me, it's just a shrunken bob. But, you know, you got asymmetrical bobs. Man, there's so many forms. You got the plumb line bob. You know, it's just when you're dealing with angles and different degrees of elevation, how much weight you want in the front, how much movement you want in the back, you know, creating layers. You can do so much with bobs. It's remarkable. Bobs will never go out of style. It's about the individual and how they can wear it, you know, because every style don't look right on certain people. And, you know, so as an artist, you know, when you're a true artist, the patron is looking for you to create something on them that, you know, they believe that you, you know, are God sometimes. Like, no, I'm just Troy. You know, I did your hair. You came. you know, and they'd be like, well, I got the job because of you. No, you didn't get the job because of me. I was just an intricate part of it. You know, I didn't do your manicure, your pedicure. You know, I didn't, you know, get you up to your hygiene. I didn't study for that test. You did. I was just a part of it.
No, but you know what? Let me jump in and say this, Troy Ballard. Listen, if you guys are just joining us, I'm talking with the amazing, legendary Mr. Troy Ballard, a.k.a. Smooth Black, all the way live from California on this Wednesday morning. May 12th of 2021, but I just got to say, because I think, you know, that, and it's very kind of you to think that the hair that you cut or colored or designed perhaps did not help that person in the most critical way to land that job. And I'll tell you, I think it might have a lot more to do with it than you think, even beyond the obvious. Of course, they look great. But have you ever thought how, because you give that person that something special on the inside that makes their attitude, you know, connecting with these folks that they encounter, you're building the attitude that helps them to get the job. Of course, on the outside, they look the part. And that's thanks to you, obviously, but definitely the inside. So you're building that up, because when they come sit in your chair, that's not there at that moment. Because, you know, they're there to get that replenished. So does that make any sense? I want to give you extra credit.
Oh, no. We just play a part in the role. You know, that's why it says we need each other, you know. The whole body,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
You know, we do need each other, so. And we just play our role.
Wow.
But, you know, but short hair, Carrie, this season is going to be, you know, we had crazy weather. Global warming is going on. And,
yes.
and I'm playing, you know, and, you know, it's a lot going on because in the
so out there where you are, it's dry.
Oh,
isn't
yes,
it,
Carrie.
Isn't it kind of arid out there on the West Coast?
No,
wow.
I love it out here composed to Louisville, Kentucky somewhere, because the moisture and the humidity does play a factor in here.
Oh.
You know. So when it's out here, the sun is radiant, you know. Yeah.
Wow.
So that's
oh
one
my.
Thing I love. But
wow.
I just got a call from a young lady out of San Diego. I'm gonna do a 1-on-1 haircutting class, and she was like, "Troy, I don't wanna do and no, I don't wanna knock nobody, because you know, we are who we are, and you got to be creative as you can." And for me, I wanted to master everything as far as commercial hair, doing weaves, installations, but mainly learning how to cut. You get the cut right, you get your coloring down pat, you get your money right. But once you learn all these things and become...
Are they hard to learn, though, for the professionals? Is it real? Because it doesn't seem like everybody is great. I'm going to just go ahead and say it. It doesn't seem like everybody's at the same skill level. How about if I say it that way? So is it real tough to learn this, or does it just take time?
One thing I got to give credit to God for is that I'm gifted. I'm an artist. You know, I can draw. It's so much, you know, dealing with angles, shapes, symmetry. And when you get all that together, and especially with short hair movement, learning the angles, how to shift and move that hair, and how to those shears and notch and texturize that hair so that hair become flowing, even with the short hair. Because the lady said, I don't want to do any more installations, Troy. It's hot out here.
Wow.
My clientele, I see, you know, once I install them, I don't see them for another 3 months. But I see you. I see your work. I see this. But I see you at the shows when you're teaching, and I want to learn how to cut short hair. And I explained to her, you know, I work in a hair extension salon where, you know, Caucasians, Hispanic, everyone mm-hmm. comes in, you know, they're into getting their hair long, putting the blonde hair in, but the install itself. But in the long run, what I do, I take care of hair from beginning to end without, you know, if I tell them if we don't have to weave it, we can achieve it. I want to grow your hair out. If you want it to grow, we're gonna, you know. But if you want something short, I can take you here. If you want to be platinum blonde short, I can take you there. If you want to be platinum blonde long hair, relax. No relaxer. But we got to be natural. But we can get you there. Be patient. Conditioning. I need to see you on, you know, a regular basis. We have a rapport. I'm like your doctor now. I take care of all your hair care needs. So it's about building that relationship and rapport with your client where they begin to trust you. And then over 28 years, all my experience, I get to pour into somebody's style now because I've done photo shoots over the years, Carrie, and I look back when I began to where I'm at now. It's important that you begin to document your work that you do so you can have something to gauge and say, am I growing here or I'm still here? Even with my clientele, is my clientele growing or, you know, how much money I want to make today? You know, I remember I was just a barber and coming out of beauty college and scared to touch women's hair, you know, but I went to beauty college, you know, learning how to click, turn the Marcel curling hair, using that direct heat. You know, I burned some hair up, learning, had them pop curls.
Wow.
But Carrie, just the experience alone. So what's the difference between me and a novice? It's hard for me to be in an open bay styling form, you know, because if you stand out, it's kind of hard when the next client is paying the same amount of money with you, you know, but this depends on who you are because I want to be the top stylist because I earned the right and I think my work is a lot of, you know, over the years, my experience, say, you know, I'm like a Rolls Royce of a stylist, you know. Some people are still driving Toyotas or, you know, and you know, they want to pay for a Yugo and don't want to, you know, pay for it, but they want the Rolls Royce look, you know?
Absolutely. What else? Don't we all? But I'll tell you something. There are no shortcuts, like you're saying, really. There really are no shortcuts. No. Not if you're aiming to be the best. And I think that's
and when
what
you
you're
said
saying. Well, listen.
No, when you said that, Gary, that's the point there. Because just because you have a license don't mean that you're a hairstylist. You know, I've seen so many people over the years. So many people over the years, you know, they get into the business, they think it's quick money, you know. You have to develop you really have to brand yourself in this game now. Unless you're going to Fantastic Sam, Supercuts, Mastercuts, chain where the people are just walking in and they'll go to anybody. That means today you may cut them, but the next time you come in, they go to the next person. But when you get that clientele business, you have a one-on-one relationship, and I'm counting on this one individual to pay me a certain amount of money every month, but I have 50 individuals paying me a certain amount of money every month for the styles that I'm going to create and taking care of their hair. Just like, you know, some people pay me in advance, like a bill. I'm going to write you out like a bill.
I always wondered if that could. Yeah, that's what I always wondered if that could work because, well, you know what? I better save that idea for after the show today, but I'll fill you in because I have long thought of that whole thing there. So we'll talk more about that in the upcoming weeks, I'm sure. But I love this. I really do. And I have to tell you, well, I didn't, like I said, going back, I had no idea that there were so many different cuts and bobs and this and that, ways to look at it. And if I had to deal with angles, it reminds me of geometry, I would have failed. So the folks who come in and sit in a chair, they don't really know these things. They just say, oh, I want this look and I want that look. So you have to be the person
the professional, I guess, is the point, who, you know, envisions this, as you said, and kind of can carry it on out.
One thing I learned in beauty college, we open up a magazine and they tell you to describe that haircut. Is that a bob? What type of bob? Is it asymmetrical? What degree of elevation is it? You know, 90, 45, you know, 120. It's like, you know, just learning. And you can look at this and they say, well, that's increased layers on her, how she has the movement in there. That's a plumb bob. It's just all weight, no movement, just long, pretty, healthy hair from root to tip. You know, so when you start layering, then you need to increase the volume of the hair where, you know, where the head just don't look like it's a pencil. But now you get the volume where it starts to raise up and give you body and volume. And that's all in your cutting.
It doesn't hair get shaping. Any better than this.
Yeah.
Well, it does not get any better than this. And one of the big things, it's summertime. Well, out there where you are, you're in Southern California, it's summertime all year long. But for us here on the East Coast, you talked about humidity a little bit, which is something we definitely deal with, and we see in about 2 months. It'll be almost a little tough for some to deal with. So what are some of the tips for trying to make it through the summer months to, you know, when it gets a little bit cooler? Any tips that you can tell folks to, you know, take a little, you know, to weather through the next couple of months, wherever they are?
Well, as for stylists, you know, we want to maintain our clientele through the year, you know, summer, winter, spring, and fall, you know. I think in California, during the rain season, my customers still come, you know. It's all about preparation.
Hold it. Your customers pile through during the – because you have a real rainy season. I went through – saw one out there in Southern California where you are. So they because here on the East Coast, to me, and I could be wrong, but every time I'm in the salon, I see if it rains a little bit, people are canceling and not coming out and stuff. So how do you – so you maintain through an entire rainy season, which is something we don't really have here. Even in spring, it's not really a rainy season. So how do you how do you manage that?
Carrie, you know, 28 years I've been licensed now. I'm approaching the 29th year. But that's amazing. The only thing I've done, Carrie. I've never took a second job since I graduated beauty college and went to work in Talk of the Town. I got my roots right then. But it only took me a year after working in someone else's salon to see that the business portion of it, I can do exactly what they're doing. But do you want the responsibility that they have? So, you know, but then after I got out the military, I realized that I didn't want to work for nobody else. You know, I didn't want to take another order. You know, nobody telling me. So as by being a cosmetological entrepreneur, if I don't work, I don't eat.
Yeah.
So I knew then that I needed to develop my skills to pay these bills. And so it's been great, you know, being able to put my daughter through college. I mean, help, man, she's remarkable. My son, help him when I can.
Your entire family, yes.
Yes. But, you know, we're in the best business that I could have. In one, Carrie, I love what I do. That's the key. I love what I do. I love putting smiles on people's faces. I get more gratification out of the style than you do.
Wow, that is just awesome. That's why folks just love you from coast to coast. And we're introducing you to a huge international audience as well. We have folks who are tuned in all the way in Africa. I'm shouting out Warren. I'm shouting out all of our amazing listeners in Ghana, in Nigeria, in Egypt, in South Africa. I'm also shouting out to our listeners in Australia. I'm also shouting out. We have several folks who tune in over in Italy. And so I'm so honored, and Canada, and we just love you guys. We appreciate you tuning in to the Hair Radio Morning Show. All of our listeners right here in America, whether you're out in Cali, out in California, we've got several folks who are big, big followers like yourself and big supporters
of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We love Smooth Black Ink. We appreciate what you're doing. So, you know, just want to continue to support you and all of your efforts and all the amazing work that you're doing. So thank you. It seems like every Wednesday, it goes by so fast. It really does. It goes by very, very quickly. So I just want to remind everybody that you're with us each Wednesday at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central Time. And we know you're out in California, so it's quite early out there. And we're live. This is not something that's literally phoned in. This is a live studio talk about hair and beauty and your amazing career and Smooth Black Ink and all the things that you'll be doing. And we got to fill everybody in. You'll be out here on the East Coast in August for our Road to Healthy Hair workshop in Atlantic City. So we're going to talk all about that next week. We've got a lot of wonderful things. And as we kind of led into this broadcast this morning, why don't we begin to lead on out? Any last thoughts and then anything you want to share with us as we kind of need that inspiration that I mentioned earlier? It's one of those times for our country that we're looking at all kinds of crazy things happening. And then overseas, you turn on the news. Anything you want to leave us with this morning? Smooth Black, a.k.a. Troy Ballard.
Wow, Carrie, you know. It is a lot going on right now, Gary. And, you know, to all my cosmetological entrepreneurs out there, I salute you.
Yeah.
We play a very intricate part of this, and most people say that we are essential workers, you know. Please continue to sanitize. And, in our business anyway, we're all about sanitation anyway. But, wear your mask and be obedient, to the people that are advising us, so we can be safe and continue on, because I don't, a lot going on. I lost a lot of friends during this pandemic, and but I always say that God, when he calls you, I've learned to rejoice. It's kind of hard for people to understand, because every day I wake up to this sin sick world, Carrie, and it's a lot going on, and people are hurting out here. People are homeless. People are people are dying, and but even dying without knowing Jesus Christ, that's the part that God has put on me, to share the love of God with people. So in my atmosphere that I create, I give God the glory. So I just want to challenge people. If you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, get to know him. I think that all things will become new to you. You'll have a better understanding of life and who you are, and want people to know that you're a king, you're a giant, you are amazing, you are everything. And God said, I'll become all things to all people that I might win some. So on this morning, I just want to encourage people, you might seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. And he said, all these things will be added unto you. So we need the Lord in these days and times, because he said, in the last days there shall be perilous times. So he says, but think it not strange, all these fiery trials that are going to try us. But he says to learn to count it all joy, because we know in the end we have the victory. So I live each day in victory in Jesus. And I love you, and I pray for you, and continue to pray for me, and let's continue to just, on the road to healthy hair. May God lead us on our journey.
Awesome. I can't say any better than that. It's time for the outro. Tomorrow's show, please tune in at 8 o'clock. We have an amazing lady, Sarah Lehman. She's the CEO of the Annie Malone Children's Family Center and the Big Parade from St. Louis and all this amazing stuff. She's going to be live as well. She's going to be live out of St. Louis. So please join us at 8 o'clock tomorrow. You don't want to miss the Hair Radio Morning Show. Today we're thanking the amazing Troy Ballard from out in California, and we will see you back here next Wednesday for the next edition with Troy Ballard. So please definitely keep it tuned in. And we're going to put some stuff at hairradio.com for folks to check you out. Again, thank you for being with us. It's been an awesome day. We'll see you back here tomorrow, folks. Time for our outro. Troy, thank you so much for being with us. Great job, as always.
Oh, thank you, Gary.
Great job. You got it. All right, folks, here's our outro. We'll see you back here. Thanks.
It's that time again to bring this edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close.
But it doesn't have to end here. Visit our website at hairradio.com and find out more about today's program's guests. Now, I want to thank our amazing on-air team and fan contributors, and especially our great sponsors, which include FixYourFeet.com, Rugged Evolution Beard Care, Smooth Black Ink, Stimulating Roots, Prestige Book by Mr. Jarrell Glass. Now, don't forget to come meet all of us in person at our live hair and beauty show. It's a HairNationExpo.biz event called The Road to Healthy Hair. It's being held at the Showboat Hotel in Atlantic City, New Jersey on Saturday, August 21st, 2021, Sunday, August 22nd, 2021, and Monday, August 23rd, 2021. That's 3 big days. Now, the hours are from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Tickets are on sale now.